then an after-school program. A religious fanatic posts footage of an interfaith service project. A group of teenage boys watches a video of a father playing catch with his son. An adult film star paints thumbnail portraits of elderly couples fully clothed and smiling. A record executive records a demo of his apology. A policeman makes reverse 911 calls, instructing residents to take to the streets. The patriarch reports the duties. She's wearing...
All right, good evening, everyone. Happy Saturday. It is November 13, 2010. Thanks so much for joining us all here. Late notice, special broadcast here. It is myself, Christy, joined with James Burns of Freedom Files, that's freedomfiles.us, and Louis B. of Crotch Shot Radio, that's crotchshotradio.com. And if you'd like to join us for the text chat tonight, we'll be over at truthbrigade.com. It's going to be a special format. Danny just so graciously gave us the okay to run this show here tonight at AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and so thankful that you're all here. You know, I really, really don't like bringing up mudslinging and personal problems into the forefront and on the show and such, but
Luckily, I think
is a special coincidence. This is a special situation. Some seriously damaging, destructive, perverted stuff has been going on for quite some time, and I think it's really important that we all clear the air. The reason all three of us are here tonight, and will possibly be joined by more, is because we are all firsthand witnesses to the situations we're going to talk about. If you don't really know what's going on, you can join us at the text chat, and I'll be posting links there all night where you can see for your own eyes the audios and chats that we're talking about. So join us at truthbrigade.com. Like I said, special format, so we're not going to have regular breaks or advertisers or anything, but we might possibly have to go potty or get water, so we'll probably be running, you know, a song here or there. But I don't even really know what to say or how to start this off, because it's just really sad that we even have to do this. But a certain ex-family member of our team here at AmericanFreedomRadio.com just kind of has been causing quite a few problems, have got us all involved, now is threatening, rewriting fantastic Hollywood scripts about their version of what's going on. And really, I didn't want to talk about this. This has been going on for months. And those of you who know me, I mean, even my best friend I was talking to earlier, she's like, Christy, you didn't even tell me all this stuff. I know. I just wanted to go away. That's all I wanted. I just wanted it to go away. I didn't want to bring this in the forefront. But, you know, at the same time, I'm not going to sit back and be lied about. I'm not going to sit back and, I mean, I think these people should know by now that there's nothing you can do to break me. Your lies and slander don't mean anything. And the more you try to hurt me and attack me, the team just keeps getting bigger and bigger. And, of course, it's not just about me, but that is how the situation started with a simple, well, I made the mistake of saying no to the ego. And the ego is a nickname I use for Chris Geo of Truth Frequency Radio. And, you know, I'm just going to kind of quiet out there. I just got my dinner delivered to me. As I said, this is kind of a first, last-minute put-together thing. But, yeah, gentlemen, if one of you would like to take it, please do.
Age before beauty.
So I guess I'll go second, all right. I too.
Oh!
I too didn't want to be part of this. I didn't want this to blow out of proportion the way it has been, because I understand that things happen, you know, in this business, and people get friction, they start having issues and whatnot. And I mean, I've been you know, I've had a lot of this information brought before me the past couple weeks alone, and the evidence is very damning, in my opinion, very damning. And I have not mentioned anything like this on my radio show. I never would mention any of this on my radio show, but I have witnessed firsthand, you know, by listening to other shows, what this gentleman is, a word I will use for him, Chris Geo, is capable of. First off, I'd like to start at the beginning when I first really, I guess, got to know Chris Geo. And I make it a habit on with everybody on this network and everybody in the truth movement in general to try and give everybody a fair shake, the benefit of the doubt, and not cross judgment on somebody until, they've done me wrong. And the first time this happened was, I believe it was a few months ago over a Veterans Day weekend, I think. And Geo did a
Labor
show.
Day.
Labor Day, my bad. Veterans Day was just a couple days ago. I'm sorry, Labor Day. Geo did, supposedly he did a show over the weekend right here on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, a special. And he was running it from his own end. And whatever happened was his fault. He tried to blame it on Danny. He dragged all of us into this conference call. And we've never talked about this on the air, okay? We never talked about this. And he was basically trying to pit everybody against Danny. And little to our knowledge,
he was
recording the conversation. None of us knew about this until after the fact, but he did record the conversation. He's used bits of it throughout his show for his own, you know, amusement, to say the least. And he has a very interesting sense of humor, as we'll go into this evening. But he basically accused Danny of, you know, saying F you to him and Truth Frequency because of his own mistakes that he made on his end during his quote-unquote special. So that's when I started getting a bad vibe about this guy. And, well, I will pause and pass it on to the next guy. And we'll come back to me in a little bit.
You know, I just want to confirm everything you said. And this is kind of how it happened, because the guys at the network were thinking, Christy, what the heck are you doing allowing this guy to come on your show and working with his show and talking about doing a show together? I mean, don't you know what's been going on? And, you know, I didn't, because that was during that situation. In fact, he called me in on that. I was house sitting in Sedona, and I had to walk to this coffee shop to get internet service. And it wasn't very good, but as soon as my Skype, you know, popped up, Chris says, hey, we're in a phone call with a network, want to join? And so I heard a little bit about what was going on there, but, you know, you were talking technical stuff, and it was like all Greek to me, so I'm like, dude, I want some hot chocolate, I gotta go. so I wasn't there for the whole thing, but as we know, after that, I went to the Wolf Adventure in New Mexico, and when I got back in phone service, I think it was either my birthday or the day after, the 15th or the 16th, the first messages and text messages I got and listened to were from Cherie, and she literally begged me to go back down there. I was in New Mexico on the 40, so I was like way far away from that. It wasn't something that was supposed to happen. But what I know about the network stuff is when I was there, I know every time he wanted to talk to Danny, he would have me call him, oh, see if he's going to go stream our show tonight. And I'm like, what do you mean? Why would I? You know, I really didn't know why I had to ask that, but that's because I didn't really know all the details in the little bitch fest where he tried to gang everyone up against Danny. However, through many personal conversations with him, I was able to see that, what do you mean? You want me to believe this about Danny and the network? Dude, I was there. That was your fault. And this went, you know, he had me on his show, so I got to see all the things that he was doing, but he still wanted to blame Danny or Adam or everyone else who's working their butts off to serve Geo. He, in that period of time, he was going to other networks. Oh, I want to start my own network, but I need to learn how these guys are doing it. So he wanted to get his hands into every network, Polygraph, American Freedom Radio, what's the other, Irritate the State, Oracle, Who else? Some Republic broadcasting thing. And then, of course, keep all of his buddies and network thing going over at Blog Talk. But, I mean, he would even tell me behind that that's, oh, well, that's why I want to get in with ITS, because I want to know how they're doing it, because, you know, I have more equipment than Danny, and all I have to do is push the button, and we're going to be up there. So I just got to see him using people a lot, and he was, of course, trying to lure me away from my show and get his hooks in to it, all the while trying to scare me, of course. Well, Christy, you know you're going to jail, and you know you're going to need someone to whatever, be able to cover for you, or what if something happens? So he tried to warm in my network time, and then ultimately ended up going behind my back and trying to change my schedule with the network, the same schedule I've had ever since I've been on the radio. But anyways, I mean, I just want to say for the record, I did not go looking for another show to pick up. In fact, if anything, I mean, well, not if anything, the truth is, when I was on the vacation, and we kind of talked about this on my first show back, I was kind of appalled that, you know, kind of how people reacted about me daring to take a day off or a week or even a month. And I'm thinking, my gosh, I'm putting in all this effort for people who really don't care, and then they're going to complain when I miss a day. I wanted to change. I wanted my schedule to be even less than eventually when the court problems and all of this stuff goes on here. So, of course, with what happened, what I witnessed, and the things that went on with Christy and Cherie, he needed another co-host. Now, I had already gone through what I went through in their home, the personal stuff, which I'll get into more detail about that eventually. But he asked me if I would help out and if I would co-host. Well, sure, because, you know, take one for the team. It's all for the network. So I didn't want to tell anyone what was going on the side. In fact, all of our conversations were like, dude, please, can you keep the network and the personal situation separate? I will do the show. Yes, no problem. Relationships? X that? No, it's not going to happen. You know, and we posted, Louis, thank you, posted audios today, our very last conversation together, which was October 25th. And then I immediately got Louis on the line and sent him the chats and everything. But those are all posted. I know that, I mean, I don't know if we want to waste time going through each allegation and totally debunking them, or if we just kind of want to talk about how it went down. But the issue was, I mean, the bottom line is, I didn't want to be with him. He freaked out, professed his undying love to me, infinite love, higher conscious, baby, you're divine feminine goddess I've been waiting for all my life, and then some, and hey, baby, you know, smoke some DMT and make out and travel to the moon with me. And it's like, okay, dude, it was all a game, and I really don't know what the object of the game is. I know there's some shady connections and dealings going on, but I don't know why, you know, how this happened, if it has something to do with Zachariah, if it just has something to do with immaturity and ego. All I did was gently and politely say no several times. But anyways, Louis, sounds like you have something to say.
Do I?
I heard ya. I heard the wheels cranking.
No, it was just a wise-ass comment. Don't worry.
No, go ahead, please.
Oh, I got nothing yet.
Okay. I'd like to bring up something, his first official lie, okay? His first official lie in my book. Now, he claimed that he did not know that we were, you know, AFR was taking the Labor Day weekend off, okay? That was his statement. And, you know, at the last second, he asked Danny, could he do a special? However, I would like to bring this before the court. This piece of evidence, straight from Danny Romero a couple days before Labor Day weekend. He sent this email to all the hosts at American Freedom Radio. Dear hosts, as usual, we are going to take the holidays off to spend time with our families, and we'll be taking off Monday, September 6th, Labor Day. If you have a weekend show and need the time off, please let us know, and we will schedule a quote-unquote best-of show in your time slot. Thanks, and have a happy holiday weekend, Danny. Now,
actually, didn't he send it like a week before? I mean, gave everyone plenty of notice.
No, actually, it was sent on Thursday, September 2nd. But it was still a couple of days in advance. A couple of days in advance of the Labor Day weekend. But that was the first lie that Gio, said. Then whenever everything went, to hell on his end, because he basically runs any show he has from his end. Normally we have a network producer that runs the rest of our shows, but, he convinced Danny a while back that he could do it from his end, and he always screwed up. He always messed up the times I listened to his show. He would never mention American Freedom Radio. He would never play the 10-second promos of other show hosts. He would never say American Freedom Radio. Sometimes he would say American Freedom, but that's not the same thing as American Freedom Radio.
It's all about the ego.
Exactly.
Right.
Well, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, when it came to me, me and Gio were getting to be close and stuff, and, he's telling me how he loves Cherie, but, Cherie's sick, Cherie had to go, but I'm really starting to have feelings for Christy. I'm like, dude, you're still with Cherie. I know, but, the heart wants what the heart wants.
So he was telling you that when they were still together, Louis? I'm sorry to interrupt. Like, before I went on the trip and they propositioned me?
No, while you were there, they're like, Christy, she's like a very special light. She something about light. And then,
Angel of light, blah, blah, blah.
Whatever, some new agey crap that I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Just say she got some nice boobs or something. I mean, dude, that's all I understand, really. Christy has a nice tush. All right, I understand. But she's a light. I'm starting to feel a little bit more. I'm more compatible with Christy than with Cherie, and Cherie knows it. And then it was kind of awkward because Cherie already knew, and she started talking to me about it. And she's like, I know how Chris is feeling about Cherie. About Christy, and I think it's time for me to go. And I'm like, they're both talking to me, which is why Chris and Cherie started getting a little closer to me, because they were, they were both talking to me like I was, Dr. Phil Martinez over here,
They were both trying to win you over.
Well, they both wanted my advice. I'm like, I don't know. It's like, dude, you're asking a single guy for relationship advice. Sometimes you just break up. Maybe you weren't meant to be. That's it's cool like that, it wasn't meant to be, and when you start having problems like that and you start fighting like cats and dogs, that's just a sign that, hey, you really wasn't meant to be, because you're not supposed to be fighting that nuts like that. But he's telling. But what really was really pushing it was you caught his eye, or he caught your eye. I don't know how this stupid thing goes.
Somebody's eye. So he was instantly in love, and because I had helped him so much, it was just natural that. He was going to fall in love with me. And he said pretty much those exact same words when he was sending out information. He was sending out stories to listeners of the show, text chatters, and my personal friends about how we are together.
Yeah, no, specifically, he went after Chris Vortex and said, yo, dude, you got to back off. There's something between me and her going on. He was actually chasing away other, I guess, suitors, as it were, staking his claim when he didn't own the deed to the land,
Mm-hmm.
And by deed, I mean booty. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. Yeah, so that's very well said, though, staking his claim. So I guess other people would just kind of go away, or he would chase listeners and people away from the show, hurt their feelings. Oh, she's with me, back off, you're a little worm, and things like that. But meanwhile, he was doing what he could amongst the network, and not just our network, but branching out into other networks to divide people. And it was all solely to just get information so he could start his own network, because he's so much better than all of us little people.
Yeah, too bad he couldn't figure out the technical problems with the whole Joe Rogan interview. 30 minutes.
Well,
30
that was
later.
All of his show. That was every show he did, and that's the thing. You don't hear those things happen on my show, James' show, anyone else's show on the network. It was happening because he was demanding to run it because he would do a better job. So when he was going around to Oracle and ITS and other friends and people complaining about, you know, Danny and American Freedom Radio, those mistakes had nothing to do with the network. They were all on his end. I mean, my God, I was there. I broadcast, what, 3 shows with them, or maybe 4 in that time. And then, of course, what happened when I was his co-host until I walked out on the Joe Rogan Show October 24th this year. But of course, you know, that's a really interesting story, because I guess his story says that he fired me, and so I got mad and started threatening him, and then I guess hacked his website, stole his credit card or debit card number, hacked Oracle. what else? Oh, and then faked Skype chats, which, by the way, Gio, I want to thank you so much for your video today, because you really taught us all a lot. But the one thing you can't change about Skype is the history, so I would love for you to put it. And you know, if anyone's seen that, and anyone's chatted with me, you know what my chat is like. And I don't even pay attention to my fingers. I just go boom, 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 boom. And whatever comes out, comes out. And the words normally look the way they're supposed to, but they certainly don't have punctuation and grammar and complete sentences. And
I'm surprised you even know how to use a computer, because I'm like, I'm watching this video, and I'm like, yeah, that's a little bit too complicated for Christy. I mean, I'm surprised the computer doesn't blow up every time she presses the on button.
I would also like to thank Gio for today's video, which I didn't watch till about an hour ago. Thank you very much, Gio, for basically, you know, forcing me to be part of this tonight. Because as everyone knows, I like to try and, despite everything I know, I like to try and stay out of things, okay? And I try to help out everybody I can as part of this family. And if anyone's hurt, I go and I talk to them and I see if they're okay, like I will discuss regarding my 2 Facebook chats with Cherie. But I want to thank you personally, Chris Gio, if you're listening, and I'm sure you are, for ticking me off. Yes, you did tick me off, and you made me decide, you know something, that's it, buddy. Okay, first you send me this letter on Facebook on November 8th, because I guess you feel threatened by me talking to your woman. Your twin flame. And now that you've successfully reprogrammed her, you've decided to falsely accuse, Christy, Louie, myself of being COINTELPRO. But that's not the worst part, okay? That's not the worst part. You're accusing Danny Romero of being COINTELPRO. You're accusing him of being a shell. Okay, I've known Danny for a year now, and I will tell you something. He is a great guy, one of the few great guys in this movement. And for you, you scumbag, piece of trash, DMT punk, to accuse Danny Romero of being a shill, that outs you as the piece of garbage that you truly are, Chris.
Ouch. And go. You and go, James, go.
Yes, and if I can add, Chris, you're a ninny.
No, I agree. I mean, and that's what really started pissing me off and getting me to where I didn't even want to answer his phone calls anymore, because it was always complaining about this and that and Danny. And, of course, you heard in the phone call, it's my show. I'm bringing all these people. It's me, the Chris Gio. And it's like, you really don't think you deserve, or Danny deserves a thank you? This is his platform, and you're using it for you know, to promote you. And that, I mean, it was all about ego. And it, you know, not even just our network, as I mentioned before, the other networks, he would do the same thing. So, for instance, he would go to our network and talk crap about Oracle or whoever else. Then he would go to Oracle and talk crap about our network, and not just Oracle, to Louie, to ITS, to other people that were involved. And, you know, when I started getting word of this, it's like, whoa, wait a minute. That is not even close to what happened. Let me explain to you. You know, and then so people start, I mean, I guess there were things going on at the network that I really didn't know of at the time, but it was easy to put together that it was all about Geo. And that really, when he started making stuff up about Danny, it's like, dude, seriously. And I still was very polite and nice and kind. I didn't finally say, you know, frick off until, let's see, it was October 25th, the day after the Rogan show. He Skyped me and pretended, oh, that was a great show, wasn't it, honey? Good job, but man, those chatters sure brought a lot of negative energy with them. And I'm just like, what? Okay, whatever, dude. So I responded a little bit, and I'm like, dude, it's all about you. And just finally, I couldn't do the nice guy thing anymore. And we ended up talking on the phone, and I'm going to post the link where you can hear that phone call with your own ears. And once again, the only reason we're doing this is because he has been sending to his list all of these made-up stories trying to demonize all of us. I mean, literally, the entire network, me pretending I'm having sex with him, pretending I'm begging him, pretending I'm trying to get on his show and use him. And it's just like, really, dude? Seriously. If anyone infiltrated anyone, it was him that wanted my time slot and then tried to turn it over to his friends, the Intel Hub, who started their own network during this time, who Chris Geo is a part of.
Well, I'm gonna step in and defend the guys at the Intel Hub. They unfortunately, they are good guys, but I think, I don't know the entire story there. I haven't talked to them in a while, but I think they've been unfortunately duped. And I sincerely hope that Shepard and Alex Thomas are listening to this tonight. And if they're not, I'm gonna pass along the link to them once we get it posted on YouTube. And I want you guys to realize something. Chris Geo is a worm, okay? He is a liar. He is a piece of trash. He tried to infiltrate two shows. Okay, first, he tried to take over Truth Brigade. Then he tried to take over Louie's show. And that's where I'm going to step back and let Louie talk about his ordeal with Chris.
Yes, please.
Chris bought me pizza. The end. I'm just kidding. I mean, during this whole thing with Christie, I mean, he admitted that he messed up with Christie. He messed up with Cherie. I mean, he said, you know, he's admitting everything. And he even came on my show because he's like, Louie, I can I come on your show? So that way, you know, I can apologize, say a few words. And, you know, I'm like, hey, sure, whatever. And, you know, because usually I don't have anything planned. So I'm like, okay, well, whatever eats up, a few minutes, fine, and then we'll just get to the festivities at hand, you know. But he's like, I'm really sorry I hurt people, you know. And I'm like, okay, well, it'd be nice for you to have done this on your show. He's like, well, my show is in 5 days a week. I'm like, whose fault is that? You know, just, but, okay, what else? Yeah, no, he would always come on, I mean, as a guest. I mean, it wasn't a big deal for me.
Every single day.
Yep.
And then he totally run your show, have you prank call his own guests. Okay, here he is trying to get the best lineup ever, right? And calling all of these big names. And what's funny about that, he'd be on the phone with us late night and, hey, who should I bring on next? And, well, what kind of show do you want? You know, what do you want? And let's go through the guests or whatever. And his answer was, big names. And it's like, okay. So he gets all these names on his show and then prank calls them, and then I don't know the details of what he did to you, Louie, but ultimately ended up turning you out and giving one of his guests, Phil Jahan, your address and phone number to sue you, meanwhile writing letters to other people blaming me for not only for the prank call, but for Jahan saying that I was trying to rat you out or something.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he calls me, I was like in Jersey doing a street action with We Are Change New Jersey, wearechangenewjersey.com. Check it out. he calls me while we're, you know, we're out to lunch and, you know, I was chatting up some chick because I like girls. of age women.
Yes, of the proper age.
I'm not of the proper age. I'm not Chris.
According to Cherie, his twin flame.
And according to Cherie, and I like my women without extra appendages in their pants. According to Cherie, he calls me. He's like, dude. Christy gave Jahan your address. He's coming after you. You know, you got to take down them. You got to take down that archive of you prank calling him. I'm like, yeah, whatever. And that's when I knew he turned on me, because I'm like, I know Christy for 2 years. She hasn't done that. In fact, a lot of times when I've messed up, she's actually protected me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, okay. And that's when I knew. That's when it finally hit me. I'm like, oh, you dirty mother fracker.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it.
Well, plus, you knew what was going on because you were not only talking to Chris and Cherie, you were also talking to me. And I didn't want to tell you what. It took me, what, till October 25th to finally tell you? Because I didn't want to, like, shatter your perception of him. I didn't really want anyone to know because I just, you know, I wanted it to go away, number one. Number two, it's really difficult and yucky and dark to even talk about. I don't want to infect my life with this absolute garbage, total, disgusting drama. But, you know, I mean, maybe we should, there's a couple callers on the line, I notice, and I know it's not regular format tonight, but the caller lines are open, so if you have anything to say or if you have personal experience, and I know a lot of you out there have seen a little bit of this, but, you know, and even if you want to bash us and tell us we're wrong, it's totally cool. Feel free to give us a call at 402-237-2525. I wrote a little bit about it in the intro to the show tonight, truthbrigade.org. And then, of course, there's a bunch posted at truthbrigadelovesronpaul.blogspot.com. And the reason I'm posting it there is because, one, I don't have a site to post. I don't know how to post. Number two, that was my old blog, so I kind of wanted to keep this stuff away. But hopefully our web guy will be able to get this information up somewhere soon. But essentially, in a nutshell, what happened, they invited me over. I showed up at their house. Within minutes, Cherie propositioned me. Okay, later on that night, they asked me to do the show with them. I did it. Later that night, they both propositioned me. In fact, after I said no several times, Cherie was upstairs. Chris was downstairs putting his arms, trying to, you know, pin me up against a wall. And it's like, dude, you're crazy. You know, so I ran upstairs with Cherie. And then, of course, they did it again. Christy, we love you so much, and we really need your help. Oh, I'd love to help. What can I do? Well, and at first they were kind of beating around the bush, but I don't even know if I should say the words here that they use, but I'm like, you got to break this down for me. And I mean, she literally said, okay, I want to lick your, you know, thing. Oh, come on, Christy, just lie down and let us worship you like the goddess you are. And I mean, it's like, are you guys crazy? Dude, I am not going to interfere in your relationship in any way. Oh, well, you know, we're having problems. And, you know, Chris is so fanatical with his sex life. And so we figured that if we bring other people into the relationship, it would bring us close together to satisfy his urges, blah, blah, blah. I guess the week before they had told me they did a stint with a transvestite or transgender, went to some club and picked up one of Chris's friends, but that leaded to another outburst. I don't know if it was a suicidal one like this last event, but anyways, so I finally made it out of there. Okay, oh, Christy, thank you for not giving in to us. Oh, I totally respect you. Thank you for making that decision. I understand now what you were talking about, blah, blah, blah. Well, a couple weeks later on my home from the trip, as I mentioned before, Cherie was begging me to come over. I didn't hear from Chris for 12 hours or something, and I guess she was, like, creating in her mind that when I was hanging out at the Wolf Sanctuary in New Mexico that Chris and I were hooking up somewhere, you know, I didn't even have phone service for, like, a week. But anyway, she was the first call and, of course, begged me to go back down there, and I'm thinking, I'm seeing a woman in need and desperate need. And stupid Christy, who doesn't know how to say no to anyone, who wants to help whoever she can, decided to go 14 hours out of her way from the 40 in Albuquerque. Well, actually, it was west of. I was still over by Continental Divide. So all the way down there to Dallas. When I live in the Ozarks, you know, I'm supposed to stay on the 40 and go right home. But went over there and things were stressed and strained. But, oh, thank you so much for coming. You really helped smooth things over. Thanks so much for your advice. You know, they went from screaming and, you know, beating each other up and holes in the wall to finally getting along. And although I was kept up all night, 7:30 in the morning, 9:30 in the morning, etc., I was very happy to be able to be there because, man, I don't even know what would have happened if I wasn't. But, okay, so here I am leaving. Van's packed, and she took...
Awesome.
Oh, God, I don't even remember all the drugs, but maybe if our friend from Ohio calls in, I'm sure she wrote them down because she ended up calling a doctor, and I had to look at the pills, and Cherie, how many of these did you take, and had all the empty bottles. I know it was Xanax, Vicodin, is it Ambien?
It's Ambien.
Ambien, okay. And then I think there was something with a C. Or so. Anyways, it doesn't matter, but it was a total of like 70 pills. So I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do here? You know, I can't just like leave right now. Is this chick going to die? What do? We can't call the hospital. We can't call the police. We can't, you know, we didn't want to get those people involved. And she was saying, oh, no, I can't go home because they're going to give me more drugs. But then later on, I want to go home because they're going to give me more drugs. So it's like, all right, what can I do? We had my van packed twice with her stuff. We were going to take her either to my house or to her parents' house. My house, the only rule was that she could not be on drugs. I was going to help her. Well, when she found out no drugs, she's like, oh, I can't go there. Send me back to mom because mom will send me to the, you know, doctor and give me more drugs. Anyway, so that's what happened there. Needless to say, after having the car packed twice, she went on another rampage, locked herself in a bathroom with a knife. I'm talking to her mom. She's talking to our friend from Ohio, trying to, you know, just kind of calm her down and let her know how beautiful and strong and all of these things, you know, you don't need to be abused. Just, you know, trying to do what we can to build her up. But, you know, it got so late for me, and she ended up passing out. So it's like, okay, good, I get to go home now. Of course, Chris was still trying to get me to make out with him and smoke DMT and stay up all night. And, you know, Cherie's in the bedroom up there. It's like, dude, you're crazy. I got to go. Of course, I didn't say that. I was always kind.
Class.
It's like,
that's
you don't understand. I
class.
Have to leave. I have to go. Good luck. I have to go. So finally made it home. Then, of course, you know, he's sending me messages. Oh, it's over with Cherie. Oh, but she's still here. Oh, but she's leaving. Oh, no, she's not. So then, you know, he talks all this infinite love stuff and keeps trying to profess it to me. So we're like, well, why don't we do a show together about it? So we had a show scheduled. I'm looking at the calendar here now. It is September 27th, Infinite Love with Chris Geo and Cherie. Well, he ended up letting me know 5 minutes before the show started that Cherie had an accident and that he had to take her to the hospital. So thankfully, Louie happened to be there, and I'm like, oh, my God, Louie, help. I don't know how to talk about this topic. And thankfully, we had awesome callers, and the show went well. And Chris ended up calling in maybe like 20 minutes left or something into the show. But according to Cherie... Well, first, according to Chris, he says he opened a door and broke her elbow or gave her a big bruise or something, and she had to go to the hospital. But according to Cherie and the pictures, it certainly was not an accidental door opening. In fact, she told all of us on separate occasions that he did that on purpose. And yeah, go ahead, Louis, please.
Yeah, I got a little audio from another person who knows crazy people. So, to give his take, it's a 3-minute clip. Is it okay?
Yeah, absolutely. And then you take it, Louis, because I know you have experience with the situation as well.
Yes. All right, here we go. And go.
From what I've analyzed thus far, Chris is a paranoid schizophrenic. Paranoid schizophrenics are usually rapists and murderers and serial murderers, things like that. And what really gave it to me was he's really speaking to me, and I'm speaking at him. And he said, I told him, I said, I'm listening to yourself hang yourself, and it was a pause of 6 minutes. You know how he likes to talk, blah, 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 blah. That's also a signal of paranoid schizo. And then he says to me, that's your own voice in your head. People with schizophrenia hear voices. How many voices does Chris Geo hear? And I also read in that thing that Christy had on the thing that he had 15 different aliases. Again, that's another sign of a paranoid schizophrenic. A paranoid schizophrenic without medication, wow, that could be very troubling. I'm telling you that right now. That's it. That's Chris Geo is a paranoid schizophrenic. I've been in enough fucking nut houses to know a paranoid schizophrenic, and that's Chris Geo. See, they, most of the time, when they start to be feeling better and everything, and they just stop their medication. And when they stop their medication, they go into this their little psychosis. It's not a psychosis, they just go into their shit. Okay, but their shit is very intense, and it just builds up until something bad happens. And Chris Geo is on that path, so something bad is going to happen to somebody. And I really feel sorry for that person, but I really feel bad for, I don't even feel bad for Chris Geo, because he's not taking his medication. He needs to take his medication. And that's what he has to do. I mean, yeah, it took me a long time to realize that, but I take my medication every fucking day, and I'm okay. I'm perfectly fine now. But Chris Geo really, really needs to take his medication. And Chris, if you're listening to this, perhaps you should go back to the psychiatric institution from which you came and seek some help, because you really need it before you get into a whole lot of trouble. A whole lot of trouble. And Chris, you've been in jail before. So, you know, this is really an appeal to you, Chris. Please go get some help for yourself. You really need it. I don't want to hear about them putting to death Chris Geo in Texas because he murdered this person, that person, and this person because he wasn't on his medication. No, in Texas, they do have a death penalty. And, well, there you go, Chris. You know. Right, Chris? Can't hear you, Chris. Kill it.
There you go.
Wow. And yeah, he does have experience with that stuff. You know, guys, we have a few callers on the line, but if you wanted to add to that situation about the arm and what really happened September 27th, Louis or James.
Dude, I mean, by the way he was making it sound like, he's making it sound like that Cherie was going in, like, complete insane, that he was trying to save a life, that she drank some pills, so he had to break down the door, and he didn't he didn't know that she was behind the door. You know, and then Cherie, she says, oh, he did it on purpose, telling me another story, a totally different story, sends me the picture, sends me the x-ray, you know, how it was a fracture.
Wow. Yeah, that was an accident. All those holes in the walls were accidents.
He told me that Cherie did that. Little old Cherie, she would punch the walls.
Yeah, well, of course. Everything is always someone else's fault. Okay. I saw Cherie do some crazy stuff. I mean, break stuff, destroy stuff, slam stuff, even rip entire plants and their root systems out of the ground. I mean,
what's she,
but
what's she got against plants?
Let me tell you, she's smaller than my daughter Amber Lee. I mean, she is a tiny, tiny little girl. There is no way she put all those holes in the wall. I mean, these holes were huge and they were everywhere. And I don't think there is any way that she could have done that. Her stature, size. She's like 70 pounds.
She might be a Saiyan.
It's really dangerous, Cherie, right? Poor Chris and all of these women beating up and stalking him and falling in love and chasing him, right?
Yeah, for all the geeks out there, you're going to get this. She might actually turn into a Super Saiyan and become blonde hair, blue eye, and really, really, really strong. Unless she was infected by gamma radiation, and whenever she turns depressed, she turns into a really dark, mopey Hulk, and then really strong. The Gray Hulk, probably.
Okay, Louie. All right. Well, James, did you want to add anything about that situation before we move on to callers?
Personally, I don't know anything about, you know, that encounter. I mean, everything I know is from what I've, you know, seen, you know, the information you've guys given me. However, the, you know, two conversations that I had with her on Facebook chat, you know, the first time, you know, she was basically, you know, telling me, this was after she was back in Tyler, how she was hurt and humiliated by Chris, you know, with everything he put her through. She didn't really tell me specific details about, you know, what she ordealed, but obviously it wasn't good. It wasn't very good. And the point here is, I mean, if she really was his twin flame, why would she change her cell phone number? Okay, why would she do that if she was also so madly in love with this guy a couple weeks ago? And the second time I talked to her a couple days ago, November 7th or 8th, she basically had pulled a 180. I guess Chris had finally managed to, you know, put himself back into her, you know, reprogramming her. And, you know, then a few hours later, I get this wonderful message from Chris. And this kind of goes into what Pat was saying. This is, you know, my point of view here. This is, and I guess the guy felt threatened by me, you know, talking to somebody. Oh, no, just because I was just trying to, you know, help her and make her realize that she didn't need him, that she could move on and be better off without him. I was just trying to help. I wasn't trying to hit her or anything. So what? I mean, I don't really, even if I was, big freaking deal. All right, here's what Chris Geo sent me on Facebook. Just wanted to let you know that I know you have a lot of hate in your heart right now. I guess I just have this big, giant heart of hatred and vile evilness. So I just wanted to say we'll be opening registration for our sex cult in the next few months. So there is still hope you can join. And in all caps, he put ha, 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 a whole bunch of times, okay? That seems normal, doesn't it? Oh, yes. We fixed all the quote-unquote holes in the wall. But it's actually quote-unquote kiddie porn, K-I-T-T porn, not kiddie porn, K-I-D-D porn. Okay, so how is cat porn any better than kiddie porn? So you're not a pedophile, you're into bestiality. Okay, who cares? The last memo was a typo, ha, 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 ha. And then, see, he says, meow, 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 in all caps, you know, a couple of times. Okay, that sounds very normal and sane. And then the last little sentence, he calls me an effing moron. Don't believe what you hear from co-hosts who get booted off the shows, man. Scorned women are a mother effer, huh?
I got booted, didn't I?
Yeah.
No, I thought you left.
What's so fun? Well, exactly, I did, and that's what's so funny about it is because James already knew, you already knew, Danny already knew. I mean, everybody already knew. Anyone that was there knew that I walked out that night. I didn't want to talk about it. I mean, a few people asked on the chat what happened. Oh, everything's fine, blah, blah, blah. Once again, for the sake of the network, figured keep our problems separate. But with the Cherie thing, I'm going to post that blog with all of the conversations. And this happened when, it's right here, this happened when Cherie told you, Louie, right, I hope Christy forgives me, I want to be your friend, can you get us in touch? Because I had blocked her, and go ahead.
Actually, you got it kind of twisted. It was more like, she's like, hold on, let me actually get it. Let me read it so that way You know, because I actually still have it in the archive that you can't fake.
He has some pretty amazing technical.
But I mean, I just, despite everything Cherie's done recently, you know, despite the fact that she's basically turned a 180 on everybody, you know, I don't feel sorry for Chris. I feel sorry for Cherie for what's been done to her, okay? Because I believe she was a good person at one time, and she had a lot of great potential. She had a great radio voice, and most of all, she did her research about things, you know? So those were two combinations that could have made her, you know, a great radio personality in this truth movement. It's sad to see what Chris Geo has done to her.
Well, she did all the research for the show. I mean, there is no show without one of his co-hosts or guests, and that is, you know, definitely Cherie did an awesome job. And one thing, since you brought it up, I think we should note, which is really interesting, Cherie was not on drugs when she met Chris Geo. So I think that says a lot. You know, the downward spiral, but I hope she does get help. But I don't know, is there anything else on this you guys want to say, or should we take callers?
I got something here, right?
Okay.
Ow.
All right.
I got something here. This is from Friday, October 29, 2010. Cherie's like, here's what I wrote about the article he posted about me. Well, I just read and reread the article you posted a few times over, and I feel like you have confused the show with real life in a way. I feel like your impression that you made of both me and my grandparents was extremely one-sided and incredibly unfair. Given the situation with Christy was the reason why I left, and the pain resulting from what you put me through with her. But you wouldn't say that because you don't want people to think badly of you. So you're lashing out at my family, my hometown, and my religion to negate the fact that you were emotionally abusive and manipulative during our relationship. Also, I feel that because your public image is intertwined with your true self, that you are letting the show and the listeners take control of your life. Your sense of self being a real person instead of a personality. I don't hold it against you that you want to look good to other people. Anyone would. But to blame others for the way you mistreated me, choose another woman over me, and continue to put us in situations where I could have easily lost my child if you were to get caught, it's not only selfish, it's the most narcissistic rant I have ever read. My gut feeling was right about you. You haven't changed a bit in your month of isolation, in quotation marks.
A month of isolation, chasing me and every other 18-year-old that would talk to him.
18?
Professing his undying love to me. I don't know, Louis. I mean, should I read some of those comments or just send people to the blog? Or do you want to talk about the garbage he was spewing with you? About, come on, bro. Dude. You know my love for her is genuine. Speaking of me.
Yeah, well, I mean, it got kind of creepy, you know, because, you know, I hold you at a certain regard, and I don't want to hear... It's really kind of uncomfortable to hear about the stuff that he wanted to do with you.
Okay, and, well, can you give us, can you tell us some of it? Well, he says it's not all about sex. He really did love me. In fact, his messages to me told me how much he loved me. He loved me so much that he didn't even have to have sex with me, and that was the first time he ever felt that way in his life.
You know what's sad about this whole thing?
Yeah, I mean, well, here, let me go back to here. Here's another thing. Coño.
Yeah.
Go ahead, James.
What's sad here is
no one understands.
Yeah, what's sad about this whole thing here is that despite the fact that he's managed to reprogram and rebrainwash Cherie into believing that he once again sees her as his twin flame, eventually, Cherie, he's going to do this again, all right? He's going to do it again to somebody else, and he's going to hurt you even more than he did this time. And I'm sorry, but we all have to be responsible for, you know, the decisions we make in life. We're all adults here, at least we're supposed to be. And you had several people, myself, Christy, Louie, and others, warning you about Gio, trying to make you see the light, but you chose otherwise. So in the end, I'm sorry, but you're responsible for what happens to you. And don't be surprised when the real Chris Gio or Zachariah or whatever he goes by, you know, comes out again.
Yeah, I just came across, I was going through some of the chats here, and, you know, this is posted on the blog once again, and you can go to our chat at truthbrigade.com to get that. But this says, this is from Cherie, I will. You know it wasn't an accident that night, just to let you know. And I said, what do you mean? What night? What accident? She says, my arm, when he, in quotes, opened the door, end quote, it wasn't, quote, opening, end quote. He either kicked it or shoved it or something and left a hairline fracture on my arm. I said, oh, wow, yeah, I knew something didn't sound right. She says, and then told me to lie to the doctors on the way to the hospital or they'd take him to jail. I said, he kept trying to tell us, you know, it was an accident, right? Oh, wow. She says, I know. Said we were like, yeah, sure, Chris. Ha ha. And she says, and no one would believe me, so I just went home as soon as I could.
That's sad.
Yeah. Well, there's so much to talk about here, and there's several people that have been holding on the line so patiently. So let's try to do that. It looks our first caller, as always. Just kidding. Is Russ? How you doing tonight, Russ?
Hello, Christy.
I'm doing wonderful. Hey guys.
Hey. Hey.
Oh, it really is.
Huh?
Yeah, go ahead, please. I guess we're having a little delay here or something.
I just didn't want to talk over anybody. I thought somebody started to say something. I have some comments, if we have time here in a minute, about the little bit of time I spent with Chris on air. But I'm curious, somewhere in what I had time to read today, you've made some comment, Christy, about you worship the demon. Could you elaborate on that a little bit?
Oh, that's funny. I just posted another piece of a chat with Cherie where she says, I miss him a lot, but I know it's not really him anymore. It's Zachariah taking over. The thing of Zachariah is his demon that he brags about on his show. He says he's been following him around since he was 14 years old. And he's what Gio blames every time he treats a woman like a whore, like, hey, baby, I want to fuck you. Oh, God, I'm sorry. We're not supposed to say that. Yeah, when he says things like that, well, that's what he said, and I just want to be as accurate as I can, but and I know it's explicit, and I'm sorry, this, I guess, isn't a regular broadcast, so it won't be rerun, and there's nobody, no AM/FM streaming us tonight, so I guess we're okay. Sorry, Danny. But, yeah, he would blame it on Zachariah. Zachariah is his demon that he says takes care of all of his problems for him, that makes sure that he doesn't get in trouble, that helped him get out of jail when he should have been sentenced like 20 or 40 years or something for dealing like kilos of coke and ecstasy and stuff, but got out in a year, who makes sure he never gets in trouble. You know, all of these crazy things. So, yeah, Zach is his little attachment, and I actually had a personal experience with Zach where first it was Gio trying to scare me. Oh, don't you know you're going to jail, baby? You don't want to spend all your time alone. Let me come up and, you know, rock your world and things like that. And Zachariah would do the same thing, and, well, you know, we'll take care of everything for you if you let us in. And his little, I've never had a real, like, demonic experience in my life. You know, I can sense frequencies and vibrations. If something doesn't feel good, boom, I'm gone. You know, I don't even take the time to figure out what it is. So I'm thankful that I have had my first demonic experience. It was actually quite sick. He actually tried to get in my body. I actually felt him, and he was using like the fear, like, oh, you know, you're going to jail and you're going to be all alone and you're going to rot and da da da. But hey, baby, you know, come with me and let me in and everything will be fine. We'll take care of you. I mean, it's like one of those sick movies. I mean, really, it was just something I'd never encountered before. But yeah, he talks about Zachariah on his show all the time, so why don't you just call in and ask him about it, and he can probably give you more details than I can. I just know what I learned in my limited experience. But even Cherie, you know, if you look at the chats, I'm going to post the chat once again right here. You can read it all with your own eyes, start to finish.
Oh, here.
And
here,
she talks about it. I think he even talked about it with you, right, Louie?
Yeah, I'm just breaking in right now. I'm, like, looking at the Chris and the Cherie chat. she sent me a picture. I don't know if she sent you the same picture. That's a hairline fracture he gave me on my arm after kicking the door in on it. He said it was an accident, I say. We were fighting about him doing a show about infinite love on Christie's show. He didn't want me to be on it with him. So I said for him to do it himself. He said she didn't want me to be on there while we were at the emergency room. He called in on her show while I was crying in pain. I slammed the door in his face and was trying to lock it, and he kicked the door in. On the way to the ER, he told me not to tell the doctors that we were fighting or they'd take him to jail. I left a few days later, haven't talked to anyone since, and just him that one time. Are you there? I talked to Lucky, but didn't really want to talk about anyone about him. Hello? Even if it wasn't an accident, he should have cared more about me than her show, no matter how professional he wanted to be. Also, if I could scroll, also put it in there. Just to let you know, I'm not mad at Christie. She didn't do anything against me. It was all Chris.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Words can't even describe what I went through those days trying to smooth things over. And I mean, I guess that's why I was like his angel of light. And oh, you're so magical. How were you able to do that? Blah, blah, blah. But, it's true.
Here, I got some more. Okay, he's really good at looking good. I'm sorry I ever met him. I never realized till Christie explained it all. He's digging his own grave, I said. What did she say? Nah, effing with everyone on AFR. I mean, I wish I hadn't taken it out on her, but I was angry and humiliated and very hurt. I wish we could be friends. I feel it can happen. You were sick. It's not your fault. Sick how? I'm sick in a lot of ways, but I'm not crazy or anything. Weren't you sick? Ill. Lick virus. I got 3 compressed discs in my neck, cervical spinal spondylosis with erythropathy. And need surgery to burn the nerves in my neck or be on strong painkillers for the rest of my life. I then asked Christie, you know, that she wants to be friends. And I said, of course I'm her friend. You say, of course I'm her friend. I only wanted to help her. I know how she felt and what she was going through. It's not her fault. And I say, she speaks favorably of you. Well, spoke. Whoops.
But now it was me trying to break him up all along and destroy their show, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Here's a little bit I got to watch, and the time that I had to catch what was going on, I really thought that there was a possibility, knowing that from the moment that I heard Chris Deal and what Chris Deal does or is trying to do, I had my opinion.
Have I ever talked to you about this, Russ, ever?
No.
Even once?
No.
Have I talked to you at all, other than the times you call in the show to talk about dogs or whatever the topic is?
No, I don't
have
any.
Okay, all right, I just wanted to get there out in the open, just, you know.
The only time I get to hear your voice is when I get a chance to listen to the radio. And the only time I get to hear mine is when I call in. So,
I didn't mean to. I just wanted. Don't want people to think that anyone's being coached here, or that we were actually talking about this amongst other people who weren't involved. Or that's all. That's the reason I asked.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm sorry.
What, Agreed. No, this isn't set up. And what I was going to share was a possible scenario that I could envision that really, that in the time that you were around them, you saw that Christio was abusing Cherie, because that's what he does. And you actually did, you know, help her get away from him. But then as it's transpired, it just leads to the, you know, I mean, me, I'm a very deep person most of the time. And so and as I watch this, I'm trying to figure out where's the bigger picture, where does this apply? And I as I listen to what the male ego or the nature of, I really believe that Chris Geo is in possession of some real truth. But what I'm hearing is it's just like Charles Manson or L. Ron Hubbard. Both are notorious males in the last century, and both found the secrets of life but denied God. And both have destroyed much. One rots in prison and the other one is now dead. And his religion draws a lot of people into a lot of pain and suffering and a lot of loss. And Chris Geo, in my opinion, is the same type of individual. He knows information. He has information that is true, but in his nature, because he denies the Creator and sees himself as God, that it produces this. And this is the same type of scenario that plays out in Mr. Wilkes and Mr. Kovacs. And in the end, each of us have to battle, and most of society doesn't get bogged down in it. But again, if we could get microscopes and look into the micros of the families and individuals who are in the psychotropic drugs, you take them off the drugs, and this is the exact type of behavior that takes place. And I believe that it was drug-induced, not induced through our nature. But at any rate, I just wanted to put on the record those comments and thoughts. In the end, the holes in the wall are all about control and the belief that they have to control. And in the end, I think Christy or James comments on all
right. Russ, you've been to my house a few times. Are there any holes in my walls?
Oh no.
No. Okay, well, you know, because supposedly I'm this big, violent, crazy, psychotic prostitute abuser chick.
Christy, do you have holes in your pants?
Well, I guess you'd have to catch me on the day I'm wearing pants.
I'm telling you,
okay. I'm just wondering. I mean, have you seen any signs of abuse or anything like that at my house?
Matter of fact, even to discipline your daughters when absolutely required took a tremendous toll upon you. It was something you just didn't like. I mean, no, you are not a violent person. So, I mean, it's that simple. But back to Chris and the nature of males and control, and as long as they're in control and as long as everything's going their way, they're beautiful people. They're sweet. If they've got money, everything you need and want's there. But the minute that you're not doing what they want, or the minute that they now find something else that they want because they're fickle, then you're trash. Again, I know this from firsthand knowledge. I spent half my lifetime being a self-serving God, oiled to the bone, not by man, but by my father. But that's what I was. And so at the same time, I've been on the internet since the internet began, and I've had to deal with these spirits, and you can see it in their words and their voice and the way that they deal with it. The fascinating thing, in the common things, as we talk about often, you know, when we talk about when Christy spends as much energy as she does, you'll hear her say, sometimes the only reason I do this is so that it doesn't happen to somebody else. If I can help somebody else understand the personality type and how these people act, then it's worth my effort to put into this to tell the story again or tell it more. But because one of the things Chris Geo did was is he would make statements that were very controversial, and depending upon his audience and how they responded, then he would respond differently. And I know that one of the first times, if not the first time I heard him, he was making the statement that the evidence is growing that Jesus wasn't real. And all I ask him for is, well, where's the evidence? Where's it growing? Because I keep a pretty good thermometer on what's out there on the internet and what's on the media and what's going and where. And I mean, I don't have the time or the means to know everything by any means, but in the general sense, I still have time to keep an eye on it. And I just hadn't seen any of it. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of evidence, both secular, all secular, that says that this design and God and Jesus, you know, they all have some value here. Let's take a closer look. A lot of restriction to it, too, and that's why I believe the Chris Geos are here, and I think we have to be very careful. We're going to see a lot more of them, and I think that a lot needs to be learned. If infinite love is a force, but it's not just something random or something that's just words, it's in their actions. And I don't know, when a man doesn't have to work for what he has no respect for what he has or anything else. And by his own testimony, that's Chris Geo. But then again, right now in America today, that's a lot of people who have everything and didn't have to do anything to get it, and they think they're God. Take it how you want it. It's a warning.
That's exactly. That's his answer to everything. Let's just have sex. No, you don't need to be pure. You don't need to have celibacy or, you know, any of that. It was just, yeah, he wants everything for nothing and going around telling people he's a shaman. Why? Because he knows how to make DMT and have crazy sex? I mean, come on. That's that's not a shaman.
Well, and in the end... From a broader perspective, we've had 40 years of free sex, and I can just look at the snapshot in my lifetime of what life was like when I came into it, and for a period of time before that change took place, and then what is now present, and really in the scheme of things, in a very short time, okay, and. The dress, the absolute upside downness of the world we're in compared to the one I came into can be tied in so many ways to that one aspect. And I'll bring back up again for the record, we're going to find that we humans are truly fearfully and wonderfully created. And when we act the animal part, we become animals. And I don't know, I personally don't want to exist on a rock as big as the earth, however small it is, with animals, with the intelligence that humans have. I mean, it becomes this kind of rat hole control destruction mess. And
yeah, I totally agree, but don't insult animals.
Hey, but you see, wait a minute, I won't do the separation. We are just an animal, and it doesn't make us any better or worse, but we are unique in creation. We are the only piece of creation, and somebody prove me wrong. I challenge anybody to prove me wrong. We are the only thing in creation that has the choice of what we do with our nature. Everything else will act within its nature, period. Mm-hmm. And I know that today, with as much access to information, somebody might be able to say, well, this animal acted outside of its nature this time. And there's always anomalies. But what I'm saying is a tree is a tree, a bird is a bird. And humans, we have a choice. And we've been denied the knowledge of that choice. And I still, in some level, as a human being, just as I heard Chris Geo say of Jim Sobiak, I'll say of Chris Geo, he brought a little bit of truth to the table. But as a human being, he is ignorant of his nature. And in his ignorance, he is self-destructing and we're caught up in the whirlwind.
Yeah.
All right, I want to listen for a while. I mean,
all right,
Russ. Very
right
on. You know, but I mean,
good point. Thank you so much. Okay, we do have a few callers on the line. Thank you all so much. Russ, thank you. Gentlemen, moving on. Area code 812 is next. I think that's our friend Jabba. Is that you?
No, this is Saul.
Okay. Hi, Saul.
Hi. I was very injured in an unexpected threesome with Gio and a moose.
Somebody just mentioned free sex, so I thought I'd call in.
Yeah. You have the wrong show, honey.
Yeah, no,
I was looking for the Seven Virgins special.
That's free sex with Mead, bro.
Oh,
come around back.
Never mind. Just to sort of throw my two cents in, I had a little altercation with Mr. Gio the other day myself.
Ah, what happened?
Well, he came into the chat room, basically chatting a load of shit about Christy and about how, you know, we got involved in this and all this, and I told him, as I've said many times, I never got involved. Chris came to me and told me to pull his show off of ITS, which is what I did. And, you know, truth of the matter is I stayed well out of the whole altercation. I think Christy...
Did I ever come to you and say, hey...
I had to come to you, Christy, and ask you what was going on, is what happened.
Because isn't his story that I'm the one going around spreading all these stories to his so-called friends and associates?
I asked you... You know, and I mean, you know, obviously I could be lying about this, but this is the honest truth coming out of my mouth. I asked you probably a week after it happened just because I was kind of curious. And
yeah.
I asked you a few
You're
things
like, are
about
you okay?
It.
Yeah, why wouldn't I be? Well.
Yeah.
So then, okay. So you're saying that he contacted you, though, and was threatening or harassing you because of this, saying that you're involved with something that you don't even know about.
He just popped into the chat room and started blowing up our chat room with, you know, a load of this stuff. And I you know, sort of told him, I don't know if he was listening. I hope he was. But I just sort of told him, you know, dude, keep it out of here, you know. I was covering a story about Gaza aid workers being, you know, held hostage on a ship. I wasn't really concerned about Christy's sex life.
Or lack thereof.
Precisely. Yeah, I mean, it was very, you know, and again, I'm still not trying to take sides in the whole matter, you know, truth be told. The thing is, you never put us in that position, and Chris did. Chris came to me, said, you know, pull my show. Didn't even give me a chance to, you know, ask him why, or, but he said that, you know, for us keeping you on the network, that, you know, we were, you know, somehow getting involved with that. And, you know, the truth of the matter is nobody ever told Chris, you know, that we were going to make a choice. If it was up to me, you know, I would have kept you guys both around. And
Absolutely. I would never tell you to remove him or anything. I mean, that's his show, is his gig. Each of our shows are our gig. It's none of our business.
Actually, one thing you guys forgot to mention, and one of his main arguments is like, dude, the past 2 weeks, I wasn't doing anything, I wasn't on the internet. Dude, he was running around talking to people. In fact, he was, within those 2 weeks, he was in the Irritate the State chat, and under a different name.
Even in his own name, but also, yeah, the multiple fake names that I posted on the blog. I'll pull that up for the text chat.
Just for the record, whenever we say Irritate the State now, we have to say rest in peace and pour a little of our 40 out.
Okay. To say goodbye.
Okay, so here's the chat where he was contacting me in these fake names. He also, what's funny about it is that I was on with Louie, and as this person, you know, the first message they sent to me, Raziel225, was, are you there? And I had come up from the kitchen, and I, you know, the that chat roll thing just is right there on your screen. So it's like, well, yes, I am. You know, because sometimes people ask me private questions about their health or whatever. I didn't recognize the name. And so then the message comes back, hi, this is Chris. And at the same time, I'm copying, I'm like, oh, brother Louie here. So I copied and pasted him in my chat with Skype. And then all of a sudden, because he was going to call him out, and I'm like, no, no, don't. And then he ended up sending a message to Louie saying, hi, it's me, Chris Geo.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like he's going, well, it's, even before, was that Raziel? Because he's like, he's like hollering at you when he said he was going to leave you alone.
Uh-huh. You had just had a chat with him right before this where he told you he was going to leave me alone. Yeah.
So he contacted me
in different names.
Yeah. And then after that on the IETS chat, he starts popping crap about making assumptions, just trying to allude to saying that either me or Christy stole his like credit card number and $500 was racked up.
I heard that as well.
Yeah, no, and I ended up shouting out on the show, on my show, because he's doing this during my show, trying to stir up some crap. I'm like, yo, if that's true, call the cops.
Yeah, please.
I dare you, call the cops. If somebody, even if the bank didn't allow the charges to pass, and I was on the hook for 500 bones. Yo, trust me, I'm calling. Hey.
Yeah, if that happened for reals, then there's some kind of documentation that somebody was trying to purchase something from a certain location at a certain time. So where is this? What?
Yeah.
What was purchased where? and we have his card number. Are you serious, dude? He gives his card to Sheree all the time. I mean, I have his card.
You're walking around with a piece of paper that says Chris Geo with the card number and expiration date. Say, here, charge this.
Yeah, like, that's what I, yeah, exactly.
Here's a piece of scrap paper with a friggin', yeah, look, I need to pay for gas. I don't have the plastic. Can you just type in the number that I have written on this piece of paper? Yeah, there's no signature in the back of the written paper. You know, come on.
I think my next piece of investigative journalism is going to be, is Christy Aphrodite in fact a succubus?
I don't know. She's trying.
So anyone I've sucked, call in.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, we're not going to have.
Don't ask me about the research I'm doing on this project, please.
Oh, goodness. Oh, no. Well, Jabba, we have a ton of callers on the line, but if you have anything else, please go ahead, because one thing I thought was interesting, I'm in that Irritate the State chat, so I saw when he says, take down my show, or something, and then it was like a couple hours later, he's like, hey guys, stream my show tonight, and that was, he did the same thing with Danny on this network.
Yeah. I am, as you guys can tell, I think Louis can vouch for me on this one. I'm not one of those people that handles ultimatums well, and I'm sure probably Danny feels the same way. So I can understand why that transpired that way, that it did.
In that case, I got an ultimatum. Get off the phone or else I'm saying something bad about your mama.
Go ahead. What you got?
Oh.
You ain't got nothing. Okay.
Oh.
I'm gonna leave you with that.
Yes. I got one. She's more used up like a jive condom.
Don't make me go to your mom's knees or ass cheek.
Okay.
I understand.
You know what? I just got a message saying that that name, one of the fake names, and he's bragged about having over 15 of them. But this Raziel guy is. Oh, okay, all right. So they thought it was like a fallen angel, but okay. It looks like the angel chief over the thrones guarding the secrets of the universe. And I guess it was confused with rogue Rogziel. I'm sorry, I don't know all these angel or demon names, but angel of punishment, whose name means the wrath of God. Okay, that was interesting. Jabba, thanks
all
for
those,
calling in.
All those aliases, you should get into soliciting contributions online.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right,
Jabba. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Good night.
Love you. Later. Love you, sugar tush.
Louie loves everyone.
Stay,
he's such a lover.
Stay, stop it.
I love you, Louie.
Who do you guys have, Stan?
I love you, Stan. All right, our next call is area code 570. Welcome to the show.
You don't know me yet, huh? How are you?
Oh, but I recognize that voice. How you doing tonight, Pat?
Yeah, that's what gets me in trouble all the time. They recognize the voice. That's why I could never rob a bank. listen, I was going to tell you, I was talking to this schmuck Gio on the phone, about a week or two ago. And we're talking and we're talking, and then I says, well, you know, Christine, and all of a sudden I hear beep. I said, what was that beep? He said, I didn't hear nothing. I said, well, I did. I said, you're a fucking scumbag. That's what you are. Now take that. And I hung up on him, and that was the end of that. And I blocked his number on everything. Chris Gio is a sick fucking puppy, let me tell you what. I'm a sick puppy. And for me to see that he's a sick puppy, he's really got to be bad.
Pat, I'm sorry. We're on the network, so we have to kind of...
Oh, I'm so sorry. I cursed. I'm so sorry.
Okay. It's okay. Frickin' is good, though. Or, you know, a little bit's all right, but...
I'm so sorry. I know you're not allowed to curse on your show. I'm really, really sorry.
It's okay. His voice is kind of offending me right now. Well, because you were sending me some chats, like he was threatening you and calling you all these crazy names, like, you know, and it's okay to try to repeat them, I think, as, you know, best you can, but...
Oh, well, that's okay. I'll watch my P's and Q's here, okay?
Thank you.
No problem. For you, yes, but not for nobody else.
You're so sweet, Pat.
But anyway, yeah, Chris Gio, will you be quiet, will you? Chris Gio is really a sick puppy, and whatever you do, folks, if you're going to get your carpets cleaned in Texas, watch out who comes and cleans them for you, because you're going to bring them in your house, and you never know what's going to happen then.
God, speaking of carpet cleaners, Louie, you called one of the guys that he works with. That was someone else, another one of his associates he wanted you to prank call. And it was so funny, the prank call, it was so true to life, to Chris Gio's life, and even the guy himself, he's got some wild part, or something like that, and he didn't even know that you were his friend and Chris is on the line pranking you, and it's just interesting that it came up. Another one with his mom, the whole weird sex stuff, that's interesting.
That was hilarious.
Oh, Louie. Oh, gosh. That's not hilarious. That's really sick and twisted. I mean, come on, really? Okay, because I'm just feeling sick to my stomach just thinking about it, you know?
Well, you were in his house, and you should really get deloused or something.
Yeah. That's cool. I'm clean. I mean, I did feel dirt, and I told him, I said, there's some negative energy, man. I can hardly breathe. I have to go now. You don't understand. I have to go now. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, really. Well, let me not take up your precious time, because I know a lot of other people want to say a lot of things, because this guy has screwed over so many people that, you couldn't have a show long enough.
You're off. He has.
Right. Thank you so much for having me on, and God bless, okay?
All right, hon. Thanks for calling in.
Right. Thank you. Bye.
Pat's so sweet. I don't care what you say about him, Larry.
Put him on the ban list.
Okay. Our next caller tonight is area code 602. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Christy. Hi, James. Hey, Louie. How you doing? It's Casey.
Casey! How you doing?
I'm doing all right. My contribution to tonight's soiree on Gio, Christy mentioned it a couple minutes ago. It was about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and, you know, one of my favorite aunts died, you know, and I was, you know, having a hard time with it, and so I Skyped Christy, and, you know, she asked me how I was doing. I was, like, saying, you know, I'm not doing all that hot. And you know, of course, you tell Christy that, she's going to jump you. She's going to, you know, the beautiful soul that she is, despite all the, you know, whatever's going on with me, she wasn't having it. So she called me immediately, and, you know, Chris was on the phone, and, you know, and I mentioned it, you know, talked about it for about, you know, 5 minutes probably. You know, and Christy was real sweet about it, and, you know, Gio's like, well, here, Casey, let me cheer you up. And, you know, his way of cheering me up, you know, and don't get me wrong, I will preface this by saying I love a prank call as much as anybody, you know, right on Louie.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like you said, he played that prank call to his mother, and, you know, I'm not going to lie, on some level it was hilarious, but then, you know, like you said, Christy, the negative energy that came with it, and, you know, I felt worse after the call, and, you know, I mean, I just, you know, I always had kind of a, you know, regarding Gio, you know, on some level he's not a, you know, you can tell he's capable of being a decent guy, okay? And you know, and you can say that about anybody, but this dude, you know, I think Russ hit it on the, you know, nailed it. You know, he has a sort of a man complex, you know, that sort of thing. And, you know, it's a good thing that you put this show out tonight, you know, to answer these allegations, to answer the stuff that's been going on. Because, you know, good people like us, for the most part, you know, we got to counteract this stuff. You know, this is a, you know, Gio just, you know, he's got problems. But, you know, to throw everybody under the bus, Christy, her friends, and stuff like that, you know, it's just ridiculous. But, you know, that's really the one thing that I can say from personal experience that really, really bothered me. You know, aside from, you know, calling me or, you know, on one of our late night calls saying, hey, you know, Casey, what do you think? Should I get some big names on the show? Who do you want? Who do you think I should get? And, you know, and it was just like...
Yeah, I can get anyone.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, dude, he's acting like he's universal when he's local, you know? And it just, you know, it just left a bad taste in my mouth, so to speak. But, you know, like I said, you know, just keep doing what you're doing because, you know, the truth is self-evident. And, you know, I'm proud of to be involved with this sort of thing. You know, Christy Show, stuff like that, Louie, you know, James Berger, a hell of a dude, you know, Julia and everybody else that is on tonight. And, you know, I'm sure there's other callers, but I just wanted to put that out there and, you know, just let everybody know.
Oh, actually, okay. It looks like we dropped a couple callers, so it's all, one just showed up. But, yeah, Casey, thanks for calling in. And you're right. I kind of felt bad having to put this out there, but the points you and Russ brought up, I mean, we can't just sit back and allow this to continue. And if there is any way that this helps anyone else from getting sucked into this type of, I mean, you know, cult mentality, and we've done those shows, but that's exactly what's going on here, and the manipulation, some of it very, very heavy, but most of it very, very subtle, and he's very good. He's very, very good, and, you know, you can't take that away. He's an excellent musician, sound recorder, studio guy, has a lot of talent and charm, but, you know, what he calls himself Lucifer, right? So does Lucifer.
Exactly. Yeah.
But, I just wish he wasn't such a professional butthole, though.
Do you, Casey, I mean, since you brought up the call to his mom, his way of cheering you up and talking about all these big names and blah, 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 do you want to talk about that call? Because, I mean, he was really mad at me for not going along with it. They called me at like 35 minutes into it, and I didn't know what was going on. But I, well, you know, Louis, discretion. I mean, come on, tact. A little tact goes a long way. There's certain lines you just don't. Even if it is Chris Geo saying, hey, this is a great number. This is a funny prank. Let's do it. I mean, you know what? When I was on your show and I did a couple pranks with you, you know, it was fun. But then other people in the chat started contacting me. Christy, do this prank or pretend you're sleeping with this man. And I'm like, you know, dude, I'm sorry. That's just immoral. I will not do that. I'm not going to do something that's going to hurt someone. And what you guys did, I love you, Louie. I don't judge you. But really, and I know it wasn't your mom, and so maybe, you know, you don't see how destructive that really was, but come on, making a woman, a mother, believe that she raped her son and 12 other people and sodomized him and with a doctor on the phone and on the air. You don't think there's something wrong with that? And so Gio calls me in the middle of this and tries to bring me on to, oh, Christy, just pretend you're my second grade teacher and, you know, yeah, you sexually molested me or whatever. And I'm like, dude, don't bring me on. Don't bring me on. I kept telling him in the chat, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. So he did. Oh, and yes, this is the teacher, Mrs. McCullough or whatever. And I'm like, you know what, Mrs. Castillo, I'm so sorry. I just got here. This is a freaking prank call, and I'm not going any further with this. And then, of course, I was the bad guy. Boo-hoo, you know, big bad wolf Christy, you know, the party pooper thing. But, I mean, it was like 45 minutes, I think, that call was. This poor, beautiful, saintly woman who just took it, and even after all that says, Chris, I still love you. It was sweet. I don't know, Casey, what do you have to say about that? You heard the whole darn thing.
Yeah, hearing that, that was, you know, it was funny at first. You know, I could understand pranking a family member, but when it got to the, molesting and, you know, pretty much talking about his experience at 15 and, you know, I mean, I can't wait for the day when Esoteric Kitten does an expose on him. You know, I mean, it's like he's next.
Pretty much.
But like I said, he's just local, thinking he's universal.
Well, you know, the thing that kind of got me upset is that he had the nerve to talk down to me about the whole thing afterwards.
Well, everything was your fault, Louie. He'd go on your show, totally hijack it. Oh, call this person, call this truther, call this guy that has a show, set him up, all of his friends and associates. I mean, what do you think his guests? I mean, they give them their number in confidence. They're not expecting to get pranked like that and totally outed. I mean, I don't know, and I love Louis' show, and the pranks are great, and they really are. They're fun, and for the most part, harmless. But really, I mean, guests? Even you don't do that, Louis. What do you think his guests think about that?
Yeah, like, damn, what? I can't trust this guy with my number.
And then he'd blame you. Oh, Louis is bringing my vibration down. I can't go on a show anymore. Oh, that's so childish. We're so above this. You know, and then the next day, be right there, hijacking your show again every day. And then the same thing. Oh, I'm sorry. He's getting my vibration down. And I'm sorry. I saw it the opposite. I saw him bringing you down, Louis, and you're my friend. And I don't agree with everything you do, everything you say, but I, you know, we allow each other to be each other. We don't have to force anyone, oh, you must think this, or you're a jerk, or whatever. I forgive you. We forgive each other. It's a, you know, a mutually nurturing friendship, relationship. But now I kind of lost my point trying to talk about that. Oh, no, that what I was getting at was that I thought that it was quite the opposite, that I saw you, Louis, I saw you go to a whole new low. And I don't mean that disrespectfully, but I'm sorry. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, kind of, it was like, you know what, I don't even want to listen to this. It was just, it was kind of yucky. And so here he is bringing you down and then, of course, blaming you. I don't know. What do you think, Casey? What did you think when he was hijacking his show every day?
I go to Louis' show to listen to Louis. I mean, you know, I mean, it's as simple as that. I mean, you know, Louis, for the most part, bro, you know, your shows are great. They're entertaining. They're thought-provoking. You know, you'll even occasionally take a request for me. I mean, so, I'm, you know, I'm a little biased to the guy, you know. But, yeah, the hijacking was a bit much. And, you know, the lesson learned, Louis, get healthy so you don't get hijacked again, bro.
Hi, everyone. My name is Louis B., and I'm addicted to Chris Geo.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Oh, who am I, Moose?
Yeah, I mean, there's just certain waves at times, you know, where Louis's show got hijacked. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, Louis can handle it. You know, that's why I don't, really worry about him. Because he can hang. You know, that's, and I dig that about you, brother.
Absolutely. Look at all the love here tonight. That's so beautiful.
Yeah,
awesome,
I'm gonna,
Casey.
I'm gonna have to do a show. Oh wait, I can't do a show. Damn you, Kurt.
Okay.
I'd like to throw in my two cents real quick. If that's okay.
Please.
Ouch. You just hit me with 2 cents.
I'm sorry about that. Anyways, now, regarding this whole mother situation, I take this personally what he did, because unlike a lot of people who are lucky to still have their mothers, I lost my mom back in 1982. I was not even 2 years old when she died, and this action that Chris took on his own mom, pranking her for 45 minutes, accusing her falsely of molesting him and raping him. It shows you exactly what this guy is, his true nature, his true character. This guy is a sociopath. This guy is sick. He is absolutely sick to do something like this to his own mother, or to his dad, or to anybody else for that matter. Mm-hmm. And that
well,
just
he did have me prank his dad too.
Oh God! But I guess I didn't hear that one.
No, I called in and I said that I was with the Medellin drug cartel, and we needed him as an accountant. He's like, no, I can refer you to someone else. No. I cannot handle that. Like, we're trying to establish like a corporation here. Medellin Pharmaceuticals.
Oh goodness.
Yeah. Oh, God, this hatred is eating me up inside.
Okay. Well, James, did you finish your thought there?
Yeah, sorry. Pretty much. I just, you know, I have a sense of humor, too, as you both know. But, I mean, I also have limits to my sense of humor. And I think that what Gio did to his own mom pretty much gives you one more, you know, piece of evidence to show you exactly what this guy is. Mm-hmm.
And you can, maybe you can find the link to that show, Louie, and post it in the chat here. I'm sure, you know, they're probably pretty curious, if you would.
What? But, the mom thing?
Yeah.
I gotta re-upload that separate because of, you know, D-Bag over there, you know, selling me out.
Oh, it was the same day he had you call his guest, Phil Jahan.
Well, no, it was we played it separate. So I'm like, we did that. We weren't even on the show when we did that.
Okay.
When we called his mom, but that's right.
You were just pretending you were on the show and playing the breaks to really terrorize her. Okay.
But yeah, no, he was playing the breaks, and you know what? Look, I'm gonna be honest. I'm the one that was coming up with a lot of that sick crap, but I thought I was following his lead. I thought that's
well, you were. That's where he drives everything into the gutter, Louie. I mean, it's all about... I mean, look at all of the prank calls. What did they have to do with? I don't need to point that out to you. What was all the conversations you had with him about me? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's very clear. Oh, well, I told her to use a sexier voice for the show. Well, that's bull. The only time he ever tried to talk or suggested that I use a sexy voice is when he was telling me what he wanted to do to me.
he was telling me how you and him were having, you know,
and then his
stuff.
Script says makes it look like we had sex. Can you believe that?
Yeah, no, I can't. And I'm like, and she's like, oh well, you know, Christy's in front of her camera, and while I was in front of her camera, I'm like, no, she did not.
You see, you were one of the first people that knew a little bit, you know, about this. I didn't really tell you much, but when I was on vacation, I don't even think I really told you because, you know, outright, I just kind of insinuated something because I didn't even think anyone would, you know, I wanted to keep that separate from the show. So...
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah, I intuitively knew kind of when you mentioned, you know, you kind of just, you know, threw out a crumb, and I, you know, when I started, you know, when when you and Chris started, you know, talking a little bit, and you know, I started listening to his show, and you know, I got the sense immediately, you know, that you know, there's a reason why it's called Truth Freak Wednesday. And, you know, nothing wrong with being a freak as long as it doesn't cause a murder or whatever, but I guess. But, yeah, I mean, I sense that, you know, you go to David Icke and Tessarian too much, you know. I could see where people would take that to the extreme. And, you know, there's, you know, it's, I can't prove nothing, but it's just a sense I got with that guy. You know, but, you know, like James said earlier, you know, you try, you know, as most people try to see the good in people and that sort of thing. And I know Christy does that. And I know James obviously does that. I think Louis does. He just don't want to admit it. And it's all good. You know, and most people probably listening to this call, don't interrupt. But, you know, we all want to give, you know, people the benefit of the doubt. But, you know, sometimes, you know, in this case, it's a hard lesson to learn on some level. And, you know, we all got our taste of it, you know, some more than others. And then, unfortunately, Louie and James and Danny and Christy got the brunt of it. And, you know, but the beautiful thing about this, you know, there's people like Julia, me, and others that, you know, were there to pick each other up, you know, when stuff's going on, you know, and that's what it's about.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
My whole thing is friends first, New World Order second.
I agree with that, Chris. You know, so I don't care what Gio calls me. He can call me a shill, a effing moron, COINTELPRO, whatever that you know, D-bag likes to call me, he can. I have thick skin. But what I take personally is what he does to my friends, to Christy, to Louie, and to Danny, and to our network. When he starts, you know, throwing out false accusations about other people that I know who are good people, that's when I get mad.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
I agree.
Exactly. Let me ask you this before Russ said he had one thing to add before he goes to bed. Oh, I guess he didn't want to wait. And we have Julia up next. But Casey, while I have you here, because, you know, one of the things he sent around today was like some videos saying, oh, this is how you fake Skype chats and this and that. Now, when this all came out, did I or did I not send, well, each of you on the line here, the Skype chats as they happened?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So And I know you and I, Casey, looked at the Skype chats. We scrolled up to those dates to see. I posted you every single thing, dates, times, everything matches up. The, you know, they would come in from him or Cherie at, you know, 15.32 seconds, and then it would be in your Skype box at, you know, just a few seconds later. So do you think there would have been any time for me to edit any of those chats that I sent to either of you three?
Oh, not at all. You know, I mean, I understand you can walk through walls, chuckle, chuckle, but other than that, you're about as, you know, I'll just say this, you're not all that computer savvy, and, the proof's in the pudding, you know, and no, you know, to answer your question, not even close.
Okay, and you know, we've known each other for quite a long time, and of course Louie, and you know, I've chatted with you, James, quite a bit. Do you think there's any way possible that the script that he wrote matches my normal chat expertise?
No, you're pretty freeform.
What do you mean? I don't use, like, perfect grammar and punctuation and spell every word correctly and big caps and, goodness, anyways.
Yeah.
Spell check is not your friend.
When I'm chatting, I'm not paying attention. You've all been on the phone with me, and I'm just typing, and you know, because I'm paying attention to what I'm listening to, either the guest or, you know, I don't want to look at the keyboard. I just want to type it and get it out of there. Boom. I don't have time to waste.
No, but, I mean, you're like a mad scientist, you know, behind on the keyboard thing, and I. You know, God, you must be able to type at least 200 words a minute. Whether they're spelled right is another issue, but that's okay. You know, we love you anyway.
Thank you. So are you saying I should actually, like, spell check and really detail my text chats?
Not at all. You keep
okay.
doing what you're doing. You keep doing what you're
okay.
doing. You're doing just fine.
All right, honey. Well, thank
Wait.
You.
Anyway, I just want to give a shout out to the fat man in San Jose. Hope you're good, brother. Anyway.
Oh, is that our friend Dave?
That is Dave, yeah.
Is he tuning in tonight?
I made him tune in tonight.
You made him, right on. How you doing, Dave? Gosh, I maybe he probably should hear a show about, like, cancer or, you know, AIDS or psychic vampires or something more important than this. But woohoo, glad you're joining us here, Dave.
Anyway, let's let sweet Julia do her thing.
Absolutely. All right, Casey, thanks so much.
Thanks,
good night,
thanks,
brother.
Julie, love you. Bye-bye.
And Julia, please forgive us. Russ has to get to work, and he said he had one thing to add, and he would go away quickly. So, Russ, welcome back.
Uh-huh. Will do. Now I got the mic. No, I just keep it. Thank you. one thing I don't think I touched upon that I wanted to catch real quick and then close out with a thought on love is that honestly, folks, if Christy wasn't who Christy was and didn't have the character Christy has, and I won't get into what I perceive Christy's about, but Chris Geo would have taken this opportunity to destroy her. I want to remind everybody, and I know you try to forget Christy, and I don't blame you for that, but there's a lot of energy, a tremendous amount of energy to shut you down and to stop you from doing what you're doing, and I believe Chris Geo is just the latest attack mechanism that
distraction.
And I believe that it's purely demonic driven. I don't believe he had any. I don't believe his daddy giving him money or anything that it has much to do with anything. It's purely demonic driven attack upon you. And so I'm sure that he was strengthened mentally by that experience. And then when I heard about the mother, I thank you again for letting me on. We were talking about that night that he was supposed to have been on the show with you on the first night of him and Sherry. We were doing the Intimate Love Show. I got to be a caller there, and one of the definitions I put up about love was loneliness. And I mentioned that a mother's love for a child is where that word comes in at. And then when I heard what you said about what she told Chris, and you know, one of the things that scare me, it's been talked about in the circle I was a part of for years on the internet, that this country is going to be in trouble when we lose our praying grandmothers. And maybe that's Chris Gio's only hope, is that his mother's love is from the Father, and that she does intercede on his behalf, because I know it's tremendous power for a child to have a mother who prays for him. And those were my comments. I want to thank you very much. And Juliet, hi, I'm sorry I'm not going to get around to listen to you, but I don't have time to listen to the archive. Love you all. Thanks, Chris.
All right, Russ, thanks for calling in. Good night. Okay, and it looks like we finally got to our dear friend and patient, Julia. Julia, dear, how you doing tonight?
Hi, I'm good, fine. How are you?
Good, good, good. You know, it's going to feel really good to get this out of the open. And, you know, one of the reasons we decided to do this, it was suggested earlier today, and we're like, ah, come on, we don't want to do this, do we? You know, but I just felt that, you know, of course, his recent attacks, every single day he's sending out something new and trying to sway the story however he wants people to perceive it. I just feel that I'd like to get it all out tonight, and then boom. You know, I've been getting so many emails like Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, Skype, Gmail, I mean everywhere, and I want to apologize to all of you. I'm sorry, I just can't respond to every single person and explain the story over and over again. So, you know, we have posted blogs, we've posted audios, and we hope to just get every single thing out in the open tonight so there's no more questions and we can just move on and clear this. I mean, it's literally been like all Gio, all the time in our lives. He has infiltrated it to such a degree that it's affecting so many people. And I just want one day without Gio. And so I hope that we get everything we can out in the air tonight. And that's it. Move on. Anyone else wants to know, send them to the link. Boom. But yeah, sorry about that. I just wanted to get that out there, that I hope this really is the end of this situation.
Well, we can only hope, I think. That's not quite true. But my first contact with Chris was, and Cherie, was through you when Cherie tried to overdose. And that was back in September.
Mm-hmm.
It was September 19th on a Sunday.
Oh, you have the date.
Yep. She had overdosed or was trying to overdose, and you had said she had taken over 40 Xanax, and there were some other things that she had taken, and she was out of it, completely out of it. And she had been out of it, you said, for, you know, a while. And
yeah, it took me a lot to call you, because I'm thinking, who do I call? Okay, we can't call the doctor. I actually called the poison control center just to see how much can a 70-pound female, you know, take before there's a serious problem. But I called you because I knew you would keep it in confidence. And, you know, of course, you called your doctor. But, thank you.
Well, yeah, I contacted him because Cherie did not want to go to the doctor, and you were trying to make some kind of sense out of what she was saying. And, you know, I'm like, well, why isn't Gio taking her to the doctor? Why is this decision being left up to you?
Yeah,
so that
you're
was
right.
An alarm.
It was all me. He just sat back and watched, and I'm freaking trying to save her life, as he said.
Yep. And that was a huge flag for me.
Remember
this is
when I was running all around and finally I handed the phone to him? I'm like, dude, here, I gotta, you know, she's locked in the bathroom with a knife now.
Yeah. He was a bystander. That guy does not love Cherie. He is a bystander in watching her total meltdown, demise, destruction, everything, and she's doing it right in front of him, and
he was almost happy about it, like giggling and smiling, and, you know, like he was gaining pleasure out of watching me take care of her. It was really weird.
And that's what I said, why isn't anybody else there to take her to the hospital and you're like, well, yeah. And I said, who? Well, Chris or her mom or, you know, somebody like that. I'm like, well, call them. You know, well, Chris is here. I'm like, red flag, red flag, red flag. What yeah. the hell is going on there? And so I was getting all of these weird, you know, impressions of the situation. And you gave the phone to Cherie, and she kept dropping it. And I kept talking to her, and we were on the phone for hours of you and me and Cherie, and she was, she made not one coherent sentence. I couldn't understand a word she was saying. I kept talking to her and trying to keep her alert or help her
keep her awake
alert.
And alert so we could go pack up all of her stuff so I could get her to a safe place.
Yeah. So that was, you know, hours and hours. And I all I knew was, you know, at one point she didn't want to go to the hospital. And I'm thinking, and why should Kristen be taking her to the hospital? Why isn't Chris putting her in a car and taking her to the hospital? Or has she done this before? I just thought, there's too many variables here, and I don't have enough information. So I'm going to contact, I contacted, you know, my naturopathic health doctor, who's also been through, gone through medical school. Anyway, I talked to him, you know, because he's so knowledgeable about how to handle just about anything. And I told him about the Xanax. That was the only drug I knew. And he got back to me and said, large amounts of water, large amounts of activated charcoal, and a strong laxative. And that's when I found out, oh, this has happened before, because there is no activated charcoal to be had in the stores around here. You have to go to the hospital to get it. And it's like, oh, okay, this is all starting to make sense. You know, this must have happened in the past, and probably several times. And he doesn't want to do it. And he doesn't want to deal with it, doesn't want to handle it, and he wants somebody else to take care of Cherie, not him. And obviously, they already knew that there was no activated charcoal in the stores in that area of the country. So I went back to my, you know, my guy, and I'm like, there isn't any available. So what can be used in place of that? He got back to me, a white bread with laxative, strong laxative. Got to get all of that out of her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the meantime, I'm also talking to, and I heard all, you know, some of the yelling where Cherie had gotten up, and then she fell down some stairs, and she was babbling on, and slamming doors and yelling, and you're trying to talk her down, and you sounded, I couldn't believe the abuse you were taking, but obviously she was somebody in very strong need of some intervention or some help or some understanding, and you gave her all that.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris wasn't really doing anything. At one point, you were trying to take care of Cherie, and you gave the phone to me. So I talked to Chris for a while. And I'm down here. This is the first time I'd ever talked to them. This is my introduction to the Chris and Cherie,
yeah.
You know, pony
I'm
show.
I'm sorry about that, by the way. I just, you know, and I didn't even want to tell you anything. I didn't even want to tell you her name. She's the one that told you who it was. I mean,
yeah.
I was really trying to protect them.
Yes. In fact, that's true. You did not tell me their name. You said, this is a good friend of mine. And, or to Cherie, this good friend of mine, she's going to talk to you. I didn't tell her your name. She doesn't know who you are. And so I just, you know, talked to her. Well, the next day, she called me. And she said, somebody from this number called this phone. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, I recognize your voice. I talked to you last night. He goes, oh, really? Well, who are you? And I said, I'm Julia. I'm Christy's friend. I talked to you for several hours last night. She goes, oh, I don't remember. And I said, we talked for hours, and she's like, well, my name is Cherie. And I said, yeah, I heard you say it, you know, last night, somewhere in there. And I said, how are you feeling today? And she's like, not so good. Okay. And so she just kind of babbled on for a while, and I think she just wanted somebody to listen to her. And she, I don't know. She's just making contact or trying to make some sense of what had happened the previous night. Because I don't think, you know, obviously she didn't remember that I would talk to her for hours. I think she just wanted to know whose phone number that was. And because she didn't have any memory of it, and it's not one that she's ever called before. And then she called a couple days later, and I was at work, and couldn't take, or I didn't hear the phone. And when I saw it later, I thought, oh, geez, you know, I don't really know who these people are. But I sure as hell do not want to get in the middle of this drama, which is what it is. And it sounds like it is it's a drama, start to finish, beginning to end, in every way you can think of it. It's just, it's something, I don't know.
You know, it's Julia, when you said that he wants someone to take care of Cherie, it reminded me of something. I mean, there's so much to this story, it's just hard to remember it all, but that sparked something. Another part of their proposition was, of course, to go to Egypt and move to Greece with them, run away, be their live-in maid or second wife. And Cherie was like, oh, yeah, I would love for that to be you. And, you know, Chris needs these extra women, and, you know, because I'm good in the kitchen and the garden and such. And anyway, so that was one of the propositions to move. Well, yeah, the slave wife. Yes, that's exactly what they propositioned me with, both of them. I'm like, are you serious, dude? You're cool with your man marrying another chick? Living with another chick? That's insane.
Okay, well, you would be a slave. You would be a sex slave. You'd be doing all the cleaning. You'd be fixing the holes in the walls. You'd be taking somebody to the hospital probably every other week. Mm-hmm. You'll be making all the food and making the beds, doing the laundry, doing all the shopping, the cooking. You name it. The gardening. And, it, you know.
My herbs. They wanted my knowledge, well, until the drugs got in the way. And she screamed, well, you keep your stupid herbs, but I'm going to stick with something that works.
Okay.
Like, yeah, they're really working out for you.
You got it, girl.
Oh, and Casey just brought up, yeah, the chip in to Egypt. I guess there's a chip in, and that's what they said they wanted to use, actually, to get me. I mean, they put it up months ago for them, but they propositioned me and said, well, Christy, we have enough money, so, you know, we put up a chip in, so whatever that money is, we'll get you there. And, you know, they were planning on living over there in Greece and just kind of leaving everything behind, which is a great idea, you know.
Yeah, I support that idea.
Yeah, which we're trying to lure me over there as well. By
hey, sending them to hell is free.
Yeah, that's true. And the road is wide.
So. Julia, did you ever get to hear the audio of that phone call? I know you didn't get to hear it with me, but because you called in my last the show I walked out with Joe Rogan. And maybe you can talk a little bit about that or the feelings that you got that night.
Oh, that was kind of strange. And I don't know anything, nothing about DMT and salvia. I don't even know if I'm saying it right.
All these things that Gio claims to be an and probably is pretty close to an expert on. Lots of experience.
sounds like it. And who knows? I mean, maybe he's right up there with Joe Rogan's experience and expertise. But I did call into the show. and put some feminine energy into that show because it was man after man after man, and these were long phone calls. And so I called in and talked to Joe Rogan, and I said, you know, I've never done any of these things, and I was thinking about doing, you know, trying this ayahuasca since it's such a natural product. And I said, but I'm listening to all of your explanations about it, where everybody gets sick and they're throwing up, and that just doesn't sound appealing at all to me. And so I asked him about salvia. And he's like, well, yeah, you know, you could do that. You could try that. It's a little, you know, gentler. And all of a sudden, it was like, okay, we got to go on to the next caller. I mean, literally, it was like a two-minute phone call where, you know, all these guys calling in went on for a very long time.
Well, you'll hear in the audio what he thought of your call.
Yeah, you mentioned that to me. I still have not heard that.
I was listening to it with a mutual friend of ours, and you had to go, but we were in a three-way chat, so as the audio was going, I was trying to type down what he was saying. Then I think he had a work party or something to get to, and you came back from the chat, and you're like, what do you mean, Christy? You know, what did I do to you?
Oh, yeah. You were copying that down. You were like, just didn't like what Julia said. I'm like,
what are you talking about, dude? I was just
I did. I got back and I saw the Skype message and I thought, Chrissy said she didn't like what I said. What did I say? So I got in there. I'm like, Chrissy, did I offend you? What did I say? You're like, no. That is what Chris Dio said about your phone call. I'm like, well, isn't this a show about questions?
Too much female energy, I guess, that night, huh?
Well, I got pushed out, and, you know, and it's his show. Okay, that's fine. But clearly it was really not about finding out more about this kind of stuff because I know nothing. It was, he just wanted experienced users on there, and to talk about it. And he didn't, you know, let you talk and put your two cents in there and about it. And it was, you know, I don't know. It was just all crazy and mixed up. And
it seemed like a women hater fest that whole night, kind of.
Well, he clearly doesn't like women. That's very clear. That's obvious. Mm-hmm. He uses them. That's not the same as liking them or loving them. He doesn't know anything about being nurturing or...
Where is this infinite love we speak of? I mean, isn't that like the premise of his show or mess? I mean, of course, they're David Icke's words, but I mean, I don't know. I certainly didn't see much love. I mean, other things he was trying to do besides turning networks against each other or people against each other on the same network. I mean, trying to get me away from my friends. My friends, and it's, you know, I would just throw it back in his face. Where is this infinite love? What are you talking about? You want me to judge you? You know, basically he was telling me why I should be judging all of my friends.
Well, I kind of figured that he was pushing me out of that phone call that I made into the show because I was your friend. And I think
that's what it felt like, but his official response was that he didn't like what you were saying. I mean, there might have been a couple more phrases in there, but...
Yeah, that's fine. I'm a big girl. I can handle it.
No. Oh, goodness. All right. Well, anything else, hon?
No, I think that pretty well covers it. And all those text chats that they're saying that you changed, that's not true. As things were happening that day or the next morning, you would send me a copy of what was on, you know, through Skype, and it was like, look at what this guy said. I don't believe this. I'm like, you know.
Yeah. Thank you, Julia. Yes, because I sent him to you, you know, besides everyone. Well, not everyone, but a few other, you know, Casey and you and Louie and James. I mean, yeah, I knew that this stuff had to be documented because I've seen this before. I've seen this behavior. And after hearing the phone calls with him and Louie, I mean, I'd be talking to Louie on the phone and then Chris would call him. So we were just sitting on hold, you know, listening in. And it's like two totally different stories. So I knew something was up. I need to start documenting this stuff. And, you know, I'm not a whiz on the computer. So the best thing, you know, is it happens, copy paste and, you know, put it in Skype or a Word document or a PDF. And that's it. You know,
I'll tell you what you are good at is you type faster than the wind. And as far as what to do on that computer, you don't know shit.
And how do you like my Skype chats? Do they resemble what he posted at all in any way?
Oh, hell no. It was like, wait a minute, this
is
not Christy.
Coherent sentence.
Yeah, this is not Christy typing this. I don't feel Christy in here whatsoever. There are no misspelled words. Everything is perfectly punctuated. You never use periods. You almost never use,
you know. Goddamn alliterations up in this business.
Yes. I mean, it's one big long run-on sentence, and you have to, you know, put the, you have to kind of guess where the periods go and the beginning of the sentence.
This syntax is way too perfect.
And I've known you for quite some time, so it's not like, and in fact, pretty much everyone that called in, Russ, several years, you a couple years, Casey, I mean, have you ever, these things that he's alleging on his blog, have you ever seen anything close to being, or to resembling that of my character, or?
That is not your character, and it's not your style. You fly by the seat of your pants. That's who you are.
And,
when you're on,
you certainly
Skype.
Know my love life or lack thereof.
I do. It matches
mine.
With
Geo?
Oh, hell no. No.
What was I telling
and,
you?
Yeah, you were like, oh my God, he wants to have sex with me. I'm like, what? What is he saying? And no, you didn't tell me all of the finer points of, you know, this whole discombobulation of what happened until later. And then I was just in shock about that. And then, you know, as things were happening through Skype with conversations, going back and forth with Geo calling you every day or Skyping you almost every day, by phone calls from one day. And you were sending them to me. I thought, this guy's sick. I mean, he's just, he's not, he doesn't take no for an answer. It's like he doesn't hear no.
Yeah, wait till you hear that audio. It's like, all right, we can talk about the show. That's it. And he's, oh, come on, baby. Oh, come on, you know, sweetie. Oh, come on. Just tell me you love me. Get it over with. And kept bringing it to, you know, almost like assuming the sale. Assuming I was in a relationship with him. I just didn't know it.
Yeah.
You want me to play? You want me to play the audio where he called me the first one?
Where he was threatening you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
I mean,
okay, I'm
going
to get off here and I'll listen to that.
The whole thing, because they're pretty long.
Well at least the first part.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Julia. Yeah. Thanks so much for calling in.
Okay. Talk to you later.
All right.
Stay by, Julia. Stay by.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Bye, Louie. Bye, James.
You know, and I just want to say once again, if you're listening to the archive of this show, where you can get and download not only the Skype chats that we're talking about, the messages, also the audios, and there's more. All of those links will be there. It's on the front page at truthbrigade.org. But if you're listening to an archive, it might not be on the front page. So just go to the archives or go to the calendar in truthbrigade.org. But we're over at truthbrigade.com right now if you want to get all those direct links.
Alrighty, so here we go. So.
Oh, Louis, can you pause it? Maybe you should tell him why you called him.
Oh, yeah, I called Chris because he, I actually have a screenshot of this, so he can't. He messaged me in the ITS chat calling me a bitch, and I don't like being called a bitch, so I called him to find out why is he calling people bitches and stuff, because that's not what's really hood in the street, you know what I mean? You don't call another man a bitch unless there's a good reason. And he still doesn't have a good reason for calling me a bitch, so... Gio, that's bitch squared for you. Okay. Now... and plus there's some language in here. I didn't bleep it out, so... Yeah.
Carpet Clean can help you.
Christaki, what's the matter?
Hey, what's going on, Louis B? I got something for you too, motherfucker.
Oh, really? Oh,
motherfucker. Just wait and see. You know what? I've remained silent for way too long, dude, you know? And it feels fucking great. I feel fucking free, dude. For 2 weeks, I've had this fucking negative fucking blanket of fucking energy over me, keeping my fucking mouth shut. Now, dude, oh my God, I fucking liberated.
Okay.
Dude, I fucking love you, bro. I love you.
Oh, I see. All right.
So, yeah, I got something for you, bro.
Oh, you got something for me?
What's up?
What's up? No, you're the one who's calling me a bitch and shit. What the fuck's wrong with you?
Dude, you are a little bitch, man. You are a little fucking bitch. So, fuck you.
Fuck you, nigga.
You know? Yeah, I was in fucking friend, dude. He fucking shit on my fucking car because I was nice enough to fucking buy you pizza.
What? Oh, really? 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 You're the one who fucking can't take no for an answer, and you want to get mad at me because you're shitting on another one of my friends? Come on, dude, grow up. And then you want to dump all over me, and then you want to sell me
two
out.
Two weeks. I shut the fuck up.
You sold
two
me
weeks,
out.
I shut the fuck up.
Okay, what's that have to do
two
with
weeks,
me?
Shut the.
What that,
two
what
weeks.
Does
I
that,
shut the
what
fuck up.
What does that have to do with
goddamn
me?
Goddamn words. Didn't say a goddamn word to anybody. See, you're fucking propagating all this shit, man. She's got you on a fucking leash, bro. She's got you on a leash. When I showed you and I said, look, she's bullshitting you, dude.
No,
look,
she's not.
Here are the fucking Skype chat. Here's this and that. You go, why would she hurt me? That was your answer. Why would she hurt me? Because she's fucking psycho, dude. She's fucking psycho.
Yeah,
she creates all these fucking stalkers, dude.
And what you do to teach me a lesson... You freaking give my information to the dude that you wanted me to prank.
I got no idea what you're talking about there.
Yeah, okay. He fucking told me what you did, so don't come lying to me. You and your girl want to lie to me. You lied to me, Cherie lied to me. So in my book, nigga, you written
dude.
Off. So you wanna start some shit to look, here's an idea. You're gonna get the gym stack deal. You're gonna get the gym stack deal. Don't fucking talk shit to me. You're gonna get the gym stack deal. You come step to my face, okay, faggot? You step
Hold
to my
on, dude,
face.
You're breaking up. You're breaking up.
Yeah,
I can't
I'm
hear
break
you.
I'm breaking up. Alright, get a better phone.
Alright. Say it again.
You're going to get the gym stack deal. Instead of you trying to be a bitch, talk shit about me over the internet, be a man, step to my face. You got my address, okay?
Dude,
is that a deal? Is that a deal? Is that...
Puerto Rican?
Oh, really? Yeah.
Why am I going to come up and beat up on some fat
okay.
fucking Puerto Rican, dude? Really?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's like beating up on a drunk
that's
guy, dude.
What
I'm not
I
gonna
thought.
Do that.
That's what I thought.
You know what? Even
that's
after
what
all
I thought.
Shit, even after all this shit, I still love you like a brother.
Yeah,
I still
bullshit.
Do. I
yeah,
want
bullshit.
Nothing to do with you.
Yeah, bullshit. Yeah.
You know, I mean, I thought we were tight, dude, and then you fucking turned around.
I thought we
like
were,
this.
Hey, I thought you
like,
were tight too, but you threw me under the bus first, nigga, not me, so.
Dude, I didn't throw you under the fucking
yes,
bus.
Yes, you
dude.
Did, son.
You
yes,
today.
You did, son. Yes, you did. Oh, today.
You know, I waited 2 fucking weeks, dude. I waited 2 weeks, and I sat there, I didn't say a motherfucking word to anybody. Mm-hmm. Nothing to anybody.
Bullshit.
I didn't fucking say anything to Christy
Bullshit.
Or to you or anything, and Christy's
Bullshit.
Running around on all the fucking radio shows. She's fucking talking to Jim Stotch.
Dude, your people are coming at her. 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 What the fuck do you expect?
I don't know. You think I got control over these fucking people? They're fucking listeners, dude. They see what's fucking going on.
Oh, really? Then tell them something. Hey, that's your fault, yo. And then it's your own girl. And then you know what? Why don't you blame Cherie? She's the one that spread this shit.
Dude, that's bullshit.
She didn't call me out. She hung up on me. She said, fuck you. And she hung up. So, all right, don't get mad at me. I got that fucking call recorded, son.
All right, let's hear it. Send it over, please, because I'm getting two fucking different stories here, and that's what happens when I stay the fuck out of everything. I fucking don't know what the fuck is going on.
Your homegirl was sending around chat saying that you like little girls, and then I freaking confirmed that. You know, I didn't confirm that you look at little girls, but, you know, I got called you out on it. And then you want to start lying to me saying you didn't sell me out?
These are COINTELPRO, these are fucking COINTELPRO.
Oh, yeah, and then what do you do? You're threatening me?
Either
now you're threatening
child
me?
Child molestation or child porn or some kind of fucking stupid crazy shit like that.
Well, then talk to Cherie.
Talk to Cherie.
She's the one that's spreading this, son. She's the one who was on the chat on Skype just fucking telling you the truth. So don't be getting pissed off at me. But anyways.
Okay, you have a fucking recording of it. Because, you know, I fucking been digging into this, dude, and I don't fucking see it. What I see is fucking Cherie sent me the fucking chat that y'all were on. And at 12:27, she fucking said, I am going to bed because my back hurts. And I know Cherie. When her fucking back hurts, because she's got some fucking terrible pain, she goes straight to fucking bed. Okay, and these chats supposedly didn't take place until 1 o'clock in the morning. It's like, what the fuck?
Wait, no, because, hey, she called me She called me on my cell. I recorded this shit. In fact, there were three other people listening to the call. And then I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Are you trying to lie to me? And then she rewired, oh, well, Chris didn't do this. But no, she was chatting to anyone or everyone that would listen to her that you beat up on her.
Okay, but what the fuck does that have to do with me? Really, what the fuck does that have to do with me?
No, you beat up on her.
I got two women who are fucking hurt by me, okay? So fucking what? All right?
So what?
They fucking talk all kinds of shit. Fuck them. That's what I say, dude. You know, I mean, shit.
One of those fucking women are my friend, son. Friend of 2 years.
Yeah, well, she's not much of a friend. She's fucking lying to you, bro.
She ain't lying to me.
Dude, she fucking lied. She said that me and her never had anything.
But anyways, I don't know why you called me. Stop copying, please. I sent you the Skype chat where she's talking about me tying her up and fucking all this fucking bullshit.
And then you tell me, why would she fucking hurt me like that? Dude, she's full of shit. That's what I'm saying, you know? I just want to be left the fuck alone. That's it. Remember the last thing I told you? I just want to be fucking left alone. I don't want to fucking hear fucking Christy even fucking say my name.
All right, well, hey.
2 weeks she's been running around fucking talking all kinds of shit. 2 fucking weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard anything from me? Have you even seen me in the chat, bro? No.
I saw you in the chat on my show the other day. and then you try and accuse me of fucking stealing your bank card and shit. And I'm like, you know what, nigga? If you feel that way, call the cops.
Dude, I'm not saying that you stole my bank card. I'm saying that I gave my fucking check card to you, and my credit card number, which I don't even know. That's one thing I said. You didn't give me your credit card number.
I made sure you didn't give me shit. Dude, you gave it directly to the pizza delivery guy. I didn't even get a receipt, son.
Dude,
so don't
check
even play yourself.
Okay, well, if you did, the only other person to have my card number is Christy, because I gave my card to
the then stop being a fucking faggot and call the cops. Really?
For what? The bank didn't even fucking let it go through. All they did, it was fucking, I was shit off because I fucking went to the fucking store to buy some shit.
You know what? Listen, I went to the store to buy some shit and my fucking debit card didn't work. Even if it didn't work, they should have all these fucking fraud charges. Yeah, and then they should have called the cops. You should have pressed charges still. You didn't do shit, so you're full of
I'm
shit.
I'm sorry, but I
call
don't
the
do
cops.
That, okay? I'm fucking
call
global
the cops.
Resistance, dude.
Yeah, okay.
I don't fucking go run into the
you
fucking
don't believe
government.
Your own shit. You,
know?
You don't even believe
don't
your
fucking,
own shit. You don't believe
I don't
your own
run
shit.
Into the,
you're
I don't
fake,
go fucking
Gio.
Run into the enemy, dude.
Gio, you're fake. You're fake, man. You're fake, and you fucking disappointed me. You and your girl fucking disappointed me. You wanted to start backstabbing me, and then you accused me of backstabbing you. Nigga, go fuck yourself, all right?
Hey, you know what, though? You know what, though? That
what?
First shit with Phil Jahan, I didn't fucking tell him nothing.
Yes, you
I didn't
did.
Tell
yes,
him.
You did.
No, I didn't.
Yes,
no,
you did.
How come he fucking called me? How come he called me?
He don't know Christy. He don't know Christy worth a damn. How the fuck did he find out where my fucking my archive is? Who told him where my archive is?
Well, let me tell you what my fucking
tell me what your psychic told
shit.
You. Tell
okay?
me what your psychic told you.
Give me a chance to fucking
tell
talk.
Me. Tell
you,
me what your psychic told you.
When we're trying to talk over each other.
Tell me what your psychic told you. Come on, go ahead.
Okay.
Lie to me one more time. All right, I'll stay quiet.
12 o'clock. 12 o'clock. I get a Skype message from Phil. He's going, what the fuck is going on? I'm in bed, okay? I'm in bed. I fucking didn't even fucking, I wasn't even at my fucking computer. I get cell phone calls from fucking Phil. What the fuck is this shit? I go look on this fucking Skype chat, okay? I look on it. There it is right there. Look at the fucking Skype chat that I sent you. 6:30 in the afternoon, I talked to him again later. And I said, I talked to Travis and asked him to pull the archive. I talked to Travis. 6:30. He called me at fucking noon. Okay, he was expecting me to find out all this shit in the fucking time between that time and the time that I fucking called you. Why would I still be referring to you as Travis if I didn't fucking sell, if I fucking sold you out?
Yeah, no, that's one out from the other emails I received. But anyway,
you want to call Phil?
It's your ass is that's in trouble. No, don't
you know
not because you're gonna try to throw me under the bus again. Well, you already did, like you said, but hey. You know what?
You know what I think happened?
I think
pulled some shit that day, and she fucking called fucking Phil and fucking tried to sell me out without fucking selling you out and fucking tried to fucking make this fucking bullshit. I'm telling you, dude, that's how she fucking operates. That's how fucking COINTELPRO operates. Whether she's doing
I've
it
known
on purpose
her for
or
2 years. I've known her for 2 years.
Those fucking taxes.
I've known her for 2 years. She hasn't
never even met her.
She's never done that shit to me before.
Okay, but you've never met her, though. That's what I'm saying. You've never met her. You think you know her, but you don't know who's on the other fucking line of that fucking Skype chat. I thought I knew her, too, dude, but as I started to get to know her over the fucking month...
You were trying to get in her pants.
Dude, I know, and when I realized, I was, like, backing the fuck off. You know, I told her I don't want to do a show, I don't want to do nothing, and she fucking started fucking flipping out.
Christy, why don't you just tell me you love me? Don't fuck with me, Chris.
I'm not fucking with you, bro. She's fucking with you.
You shut him down.
I just want to be fucking.
Chris,
I want to be fucking.
Chris,
hey, I
Chris,
be fucking
you want to get the Luke Rakowski treatment,
dude. You're the one that's fucking calling me. Okay, I got her going on.
Hey,
fucking
no. You, I got the screenshot.
I got the screenshot
of you fucking sending me a fucking PM. So don't come with that shit. Like you're starting with me.
A PM about what? Today I'm fucking pissed, dude. Today I'm fucking pissed. Today I fucking said, fuck it, I'm going to put it all this fucking shit out there and just fucking let it fucking fall. I'm tired of fucking... You know what happened today?
You're going to end up falling on your face, bro. Because I never lose.
Dude, I'm fucking...
Because I don't fucking lie to nobody, so... So you wanna play some games with me?
You wanna come?
Yeah, I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit because you know what?
Okay,
I lost all respect.
I can't understand what you're saying though. Let me get this word in real quick. Okay?
Hurry up!
I was sleeping today. I fucking wake up with this fucking just negative fucking presence. I don't know what the fuck is going on. All I can fucking think about is her. I don't know why, dude. It's fucking crazy. I get
up,
I got a fucking Skype message. I got a Skype message that she's on a fucking radio station talking shit.
What the fuck does that got to do with me? Anyways, yeah. You guys get the point. You guys can listen to it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, that was great. Okay, I think we should play my last phone call with him where he was trying to turn everything around, and it was like a firm no. Let's talk about the show, and that's it.
Just get it over with, and tell me you love me.
I love you, Louie. You know you got it like that. You
like
shut
that.
Him down when you said that. That's hilarious. He had to have known you've heard him. But you know, we might not be able to play this whole phone call, and I don't have like a cool you know, I don't really know how to stream it through, so I'm just going to have to kind of take off the headset and put it or turn it on through the speaker and play it. You know, maybe I'll try to skip forward.
Do I have it?
Yeah, I sent it to you today. Yeah, it's the one you uploaded.
Oh yeah, hold on.
Okay. There you go. Good idea. This is so silly. It's like, I can't even believe we're doing this. We might not have enough time to play this, though, because I think we're going to be done at 1, unless there's any way we can go an extra half hour.
Well, I mean, won't the audios be up on a website for anyone interested to check out in their entirety?
Yeah, that's true. I think we've pretty much talked about everything, haven't we?
Yeah, but I think that the phone call does give you a good preview into the true nature of Chris Geo, you know, in his own words.
Look at those threats and that giggle and like, oh my God!
I got something
like he was on
you,
crack
bro.
Or something.
Yeah, but definitely the last phone call you two had, you and Chris.
Wow, we just heard we have all the time we want. That's nice. We don't want to go too late, but. You know, I think it's important. This is the reason. Yeah, this is the reason I want to get it all out tonight is because I don't ever want to talk about this again. And I don't want to have to keep answering emails. And like I said, I thank you all for your support. I'm really blown away at how many kind email. And really, I thank you. But I just want to get it done and leave it behind. I really do. It's been creeping me out for months now. And I think it's just... You know, I mean, gosh, talk about creepy feelings. I mean, I don't know if you've ever been pursued in this manner. And then with these little scripts being written, it's just, it's yucky. It's dark. My stomach hurts. My head hurts. There's like the, it's, I don't want this anymore.
Well, I got it queued up and ready to go.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll just shut up then.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hi. Okay, I'm posting these audios as evidence of a conversation that I had with Chris Geo on October 25th, 2010. It was the day after I walked out on my last show with him, which was October 24th, a Sunday night, with Joe Rogan. And I'm not like a technical goddess or genius or anything, so I don't have any special recording equipment, but I did download Pamela, the free version, which allows you to record phone calls in 15-minute segments. So throughout this audio, there's going to be 1, 2, 3. There's going to be 3 tiny breaks because that's where... The recording ended, and I had to push record again. So the audio is not edited. This is from start to finish. There's 4 parts, so it was 15, 30, 45. Let's see, the 4th part. So it's about a 50-minute audio here, and like I said, just those couple cuts in there, but I just wanted to get that out there before the audio begins because it's not edited, and I don't want anyone to think that. It's just that it's in 4 parts because that's how Pamela does it, and I didn't really know how any other way to recording them because I just knew I had to start keeping evidence of what this person has been doing to me since August. So anyways, there you go, and thanks for listening.
I'm good, thank you. Are you moved?
Almost. I'm just loading the final stuff. I broke down the studio today, so I'm moving all of that.
Good. Okay. I just wanted to check. Are you planning on doing any shows?
It's up to you. the ball's in your court now, and whatever you want to do. I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings or anything like that. I really am. You know, looking from the inside out, it's a lot different than looking from the outside in. My dad told me I was a worthless piece of shit here, so let me give him some more directions today.
Okay, well, I don't really want to talk about that. I just want to talk about the show.
Oh, okay. It's, you.
Okay, well, you're scheduled on Wednesday, and I thought we had talked about you being on the show Monday and Friday, you know, co-hosting, but it's you, I mean, whatever, you tell me.
Oh, you mean today?
Uh-huh.
Oh, there's no, I don't have a setup today. Everything's in the U-Haul right now. It'll be set up tonight, though, so Wednesday will be for sure. I just didn't know Monday. I forgot about Monday, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Okay. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
Always?
You still love me?
Chris. I'm not sure if anything I say is going to make a difference at all, so I just prefer, you know, there's... I don't even want to talk about it.
Well, can I throw in an idea? Maybe it might not be that bad if you were maybe not having to be 100% sure and just went with it just based on your intuition instead of having to check 10 different sources to be sure. Maybe it will make a difference. But, you know, maybe you can just go on faith instead of having to be 100% sure, because nothing in this world is 100% sure. That's what I've learned. There's always down inside to side and round and around, and it's very bright in color, and it's fun for a while. So, yeah, you don't have to be sure. You just have to feel it.
Yeah, I've already done that, so maybe it's time for you to feel it.
I've been feeling it.
Hmm?
I've been feeling it.
Hmm, okay, so are you saying that you feel how you made me feel by, okay, one, not talking to me about the show or answering any of my questions beforehand. Two, the first question you asked me, of course, is bringing up something that you and I discussed three times that I did not want to talk about on the air, and I explained to you at least three times why. Number three.
I understand. Let me you know, jump in for a second. I understand, but I didn't ask you. I kept that in mind. Even Louie said, you know, I heard her mentioning it.
And what's this? Oh, Christy had a demon experience, a situation totally unrelated. That was your demon. Did you want me to go tell everyone? Oh, yeah, Chris's demon tried to... I mean, give me a break. That was really, I think, very poor taste. You put me in a spot again. And after that, the only question I was allowed to ask was the one I butted into, and then that was it. And I'm just supposed to answer your phones. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is Vanna White here. I'm going to hold up the sign and, you know, smile and be pretty. I mean, come on. So I don't want to even talk about it. I don't want to argue it with you. You apparently didn't see where I was cut. And then, of course, here you go again. You want to bring us back on the intro? Yeah, sure, I'll be there. And what happens? You went and did it. Didn't even mention me, my name, the site, American Freedom Radio, nothing ever, not even once. Oh, this is your host, Chris Geo, and guest Joe Rogan. Christy, answer the phone.
I said, and joining us falling all the way from heaven.
At the very start of the show, Chris. At the very start of the show. That was it.
All the way from heaven to join us. I mean, if there's not
okay,
more.
I know that's part of your act in the beginning of the show. How many other times? Why would you ask me to bring us from break and then totally forget? Why would you do that? And then totally forget that I was even there, except, of course, to when you had to demand, oh, cut this caller off or do this. You didn't acknowledge anything at all in the text chat. Nothing. You showed me no respect, zero. And I'm not having that.
Let me give you my take on everything.
You didn't need me there. You didn't want me there. And you purposefully chose to not say my name or the site or any of that. Okay? You purposefully skipped over anything that I would have wanted to say. I mean, come on. What am I, your co-host or not?
Sweetie Pie, can I give you my perspective? If I can tell you how I perceived everything, then maybe we can meet in the middle.
Whatever.
Okay, but listen. Okay, I get on. Okay, the fucking board, the fucking Joe Rogan's number wouldn't come in from unavailable. I wouldn't take an available call. That threw me fucking off. I was on the phone with Danny the whole time, going, Danny, you know, can you do this, Danny? Can you do that, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Plus, I was watching the board. Plus, I was watching everything else. I remember asking you, can we come back from break? Can you bring us back in from break? I didn't see your answer because I was on the phone with Danny trying to shit out. We had so many tech problems. I didn't even know we had a caller line.
And you even forgot I was on the line with you. There was no mention of me at all. Like I said, I got one question in, and that's because I butted in.
Sweetie, I'm sorry, okay? I didn't do it on purpose. It was just so much shit going on.
I don't believe that. That was, what, 3.5 hours? There was plenty of time to remember I was there. I was chatting with you in the chat. You never responded. The one time, bring us back to break, and I said yes. And then, when Louie was on the phone, I'm like, what do you mean just bring him on? Don't we fucking introduce him like we're supposed to introduce callers? Or, you know? And then... I mean, come on, an hour and a half, I'm not allowed to speak, I'm your bitch girl, I'm, you know, just there to answer the phones for you, come on.
That's right.
Sweetie, you know that's not how it is. And I'm
bullshit, that's exactly how it was.
I'm sorry if that's, you know, the way that it could have been perceived, but I promise, that wasn't my intention. Why would I do that to you? It doesn't make any sense, okay?
But you did. But you did. Maybe you don't understand why you did, but you did.
Okay.
Why is it that when you hung up, Louis says, wow, is Chris pissed at you? Did I send some, what did he say? Some, whatever. And I'm like, well, yeah, maybe that's how you could perceive it. I mean, come on, it's evident. Okay. So, I mean, if you really don't see it that way, maybe you can go back and read the chat when you did or when you did not respond to me, what you said, what you didn't say, and maybe you can listen to the show again. I also thought it was interesting that the only time you said go to the next caller was when Julia was on. Was that too much female energy or something?
No, I just didn't like what Julia was saying, and we had a bunch of other callers on the line. I was going to make a call.
Okay. Well, actually, that wasn't true. There was one other caller on the line. There was no callers when she called in.
I still didn't like what she was saying. I thought that it was off topic, and I thought it was taking everything in a totally different direction. Mm-hmm. And I didn't like where it was going.
So beginners aren't allowed to ask questions about salvia or DMT or what this expert recommends?
He's not an expert. He already made that clear to the two callers before that. He's like asking him for like expert advice, and it's like we just covered this 2 minutes ago.
Okay. Well, I'm glad. You know, there were plenty of times where we didn't have callers, and I think it's highly suspect that I was not allowed to ask anything.
Do you really want to know?
I told you I didn't want to talk about this at all. I think I said everything I needed to say in the chat. And, I mean, if you don't see it, I would ask you to listen to the show.
But sometimes it's not only about you. Sometimes it's about the other person that you're with.
No, see, this is the problem. I need to realize that it's always all about you. I need to get that through my head, or I'm always going to end up being disappointed.
Well, actually, it was always all about Joe Rogan last night, and the time before, it was always all about whoever we had on the show before. That's the way I run the show. I mean, it's all about the guest. And the guest wrote me, man, I don't like her. I hope she's hot and you're fucking her.
What's that?
Nothing, never mind.
No, I didn't hear you. Can you repeat?
No, don't worry about it.
Okay, well, I know you like to cater and pander to meatheads and all these big names, and I guess somehow maybe, you know, getting big names and having them cover up, not even answer the questions, really. I like the one about Alex Jones and how we switched it, and then there you are agreeing with them, and I don't know. That's kind of your style, and that's cool, but it's not cool with me. The way you treated me and disrespected me from even before he was on, and which progressively, of course, got worse, is just, you know, interesting. So that doesn't feel good to me.
I hear you. But see, here's the thing, okay? I host the show, so it's like I feel like it's my home. And, like, you know, when I invite somebody into my home, I want to listen to what they have to say. I don't want to, like, start an argument with them or anything like that. I know he's buddy-buddies with Alex Jones, and I know Alex Jones called them up beforehand and said, don't go on their show because they're CIA ops.
Mm-hmm. Pot calling the kettle black once again, just like, oh, do you work for the government? Thanks, Joe, for telling us who you work for.
Okay, well, no, it's not that. It's just that Alex Jones called him up earlier and was talking a bunch of shit and trying to get him not to come on the show. And
You know, I don't even care about Alex, and I don't care about Joe. The discussion is you disrespected me, and I'm not having any of that.
Okay.
Just like how Joe took the question somewhere else and talks about Northwoods and Bay of Pigs, it's like, that's not the point. I don't care. The point is that you disrespected me.
Okay, but it's his show. That's the thing. It's his show. I don't try to run the show. I'm not Alex Jones.
I understand. Do your show.
No, I'm not.
Do your show.
Exactly.
But I'm not going to be your lackey, and I'm not going to answer the phones, and when you have a bunch of meathead women haters around, that you're going to succumb to the whims of the ignorant masses. I just think that's really, really small.
That's why we had almost 1,000 listeners last night, though.
Chris, they're not there for you. They're there for
I know.
They're there
exactly.
For
exactly. Exactly. So why don't I cater to them?
Where would your show be? Okay, maybe you want to compromise yourself for big names and you want to put off good, decent, honest people for big names. Cool. That's your bag. That's your gig.
Who
not
am
mine.
I, though? Who am I, though, Christy? Who am I?
Exactly. Who are you, Chris?
I'm a radio show host. I'm not a researcher. I'm not anybody. This is an unbiased and nonpartisan platform committed to presenting all aspects of the truth.
Okay.
And allowing you, the listener, to discuss.
Committed to putting all, how is it all aspects when the guests can just say whatever they want to say and, you know, I mean, I don't know. How is that all aspects? It's not all aspects.
If that's their truth, then that's their truth. Who am I to tell them that they're wrong?
Yeah, don't let anyone challenge it or provide another perspective. No, because they're big names and they have all the answers, and big names are going to make you really cool and get you lots of listeners. Good for you.
No, it's not that, Christy. It's about being humble.
It is that. Time you ask me or Casey or Louie, who should we have on the show? Or Danny, who should I have on the show? And I've asked you, well, what kind of topic? Or I even remember Casey asking you last week, well, what? I forget what he said. What are you looking for? And your answer was big names. That says it all. That says it all.
Simple as this. I'm 31 years old. These guys are twice my age. They've been researching as long as I've been alive. I'm not anybody to tell them that they're wrong.
Of course. Okay. Perfect.
I mean, I don't
know. Neither am I. I am nobody, but I'm certainly not your telephone answering girl.
I don't know. We're both doing the show together, and, you know, I didn't hear you say a word the whole time, and I was like...
You didn't allow me. It was all about you, Chris. I was trying to be respectful and wait my turn, and then you went, you know, you start in one topic, and then it goes somewhere else and totally jumped around, so I couldn't even get into, you know, here you're telling him, oh, you're the epitome of body, mind, and spirit, this and that, and he starts talking... Okay, perfect question to ask. How do you attain that? What type of diet? Do you adhere to any, you know, strict diet or this or that? Or, you know, I mean, I just, you know, there were lots of little questions. There were lots of things, but you did not give me the space, and I believe you did not give me the space intentionally.
Okay. All right. Well, there's nothing I can do to change your mind about that then.
No, there really isn't. So that's why I said I didn't want to talk about it. It's really, it's just get over it or not. You know, I'm either going to get over it or not. What I'm not going to get over is being disrespected repeatedly.
No.
So you make a decision if you want to co-host or not, or if you want me to be that person or not. But I'm not going to do it like that. That was definitely the last time that will happen.
Okay. All right. I'll let you know.
All righty.
All right. How are you doing? Are you, besides that, are you doing okay?
I'm always great.
Oh, yeah? Okay. All right. It's a stressful thing that we do, you know, radio shows and whatnot, dealing with these fucking huge names and all these people in the chat and everything like that.
Names are nothing, Chris. I mean, you know what? I don't know. I think you're a little starstruck. And it's okay. Like I said, it's your path. I lived the Hollywood days. I hung out with Sylvester Stallone, Dolph Lundgren, Prince. I mean, all of these stupid stars that are supposedly better than everyone else, okay? Been there, done that. I was never starstruck, though, so maybe I don't understand it from a personal level, but I understand it because I've seen it. And I don't like it. That's why I left. That's why I left Hollywood. That's why I left those scenes. And I just, that's okay that that's where you are. And if you want to make your radio show off of having big names and, you know, us little people don't matter. We obviously have no life experience or anything because we don't have that big name. That's okay. But your words say one thing, your actions are another. And that's what I have a problem with. You saying one thing and doing another. It makes me wonder the same question you just asked. Who is Chris? And that's what I'm asking. Who are you? Do you even know who you are?
I know who I am. I'm infinite consciousness experiencing reality.
Infinite consciousness does not disrespect women, does not treat me the way you've treated me, does not try to force me to believe or do something that doesn't feel right with me. That's not infinite consciousness. I'm sorry. I believe you believe maybe that's what it is. I believe you believe maybe, oh, sex is the answer to everything and sex is infinite love. Okay. Fine, good for you. I'm glad you believe that, but you can't force that on me, and you can't completely disregard or get away with disrespecting me.
I understand, Susan. I understand, and you know I will.
I don't know that. Actions speak louder than words, Chris. I see your actions. Your words don't mean a thing. And your words really aren't even your words. You're repeating them from someone else. So I ask again, who is Chris Geo? Who are you without what David Icke or Joe Rogan said? Who are you without that? What are your beliefs, not someone else's?
I'm a radio show host who just wants to give an open platform to people who have good research behind them or bad research behind them. As long as they've done the research and as long as they've got the message to get out there, I want to give them the opportunity to put that message out. And I want to play to the crowd. I'm a DJ. You know, that's where I came from.
And you're giving them the opportunity how?
by providing a platform.
On American Freedom Radio, right?
Yes, on American
Freedom
Radio.
I think it's really interesting that you didn't mention AmericanFreedomRadio.com once last night.
I did, in the beginning.
You said American Freedom once. You did not say American Freedom Radio or AmericanFreedomRadio.com. You said American Freedom, and that was it.
Sweetie, here's the intro. And welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are all tapped to this true frequency on American Freedom Radio. This is your host, and I'm joined, and falling all the way from heaven to join us is the lovely Christy Aphrodite. With some good hearing, you can find it something that people, and that's the first thing that people.
Yeah. There we go.
It's beautiful. I mean, I thought it was beautiful. And I thought I showed a lot more affection to you than I did to Ruth in the intro. Before I was Cherie, I would just say that my joining me, my lovely host, with you falling all the way from heaven to join us, is the lovely Christy Aphrodite. I think that's a lot more affection, in my opinion, but I don't know. I'm sorry that, you know, when I go through the show, really, I'm working the board. I'm making sure all the levels are right. I'm checking the recording to make sure it didn't freeze. I'm watching the Skype chat. I'm watching the user chat. I had freaking over 100 people in there popping out questions.
Okay, here it is. And all of the other intros, you never mentioned the station or me even once. That was it. Just your one intro in the beginning, and that was it.
Yesterday, I didn't mention once, and I'm sorry. I'm really sorry about that. I don't know why I didn't. I mentioned you in the intro, and that was it. I'm sorry, and I should have. I really shouldn't.
No, this is your host, Chris Geo, Truth Frequency Radio. Why couldn't you say American Freedom Radio? I mean, you're supposedly giving these people a platform. I mean, even though they all have their own platform and they go on every radio show everywhere anyways, but, I mean, come on, is it really about the team? You wouldn't be able to give them the platform if American Freedom Radio wasn't giving you the spot.
Yeah, I would be, because I have my own stream, and American Freedom picks it up. I could run my own network. That's what I've been telling you, sweetie. Let's go start our own network.
I told you I am not interested. I am perfectly happy with Danny. He has never, ever done me wrong. I've never, ever had any problems on the network, ever. Normal technical stuff that happens, that I am perfectly happy and I'm loyal, and I've explained that.
I know, but all I'm saying is that I'm capable of doing it, though. I mean, it's all right there. You know, I've got more equipment than Danny does.
So you don't think Danny deserves thanks? You don't think he deserved to have, I mean, even a mention, AmericanFreedomRadio.com, even once?
Really, I feel fine. To his website yesterday live. I bumped that screen up more than anybody.
You said American Freedom Radio is the network. You said that once in the intro.
I didn't know I had to plug the network. You don't hear Alex Jones going, GCN, every 5 minutes.
It's his network.
You don't hear George Norrie going, oh, Premier, every 5 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. They don't. It's just, you don't.
So then why share it with anyone, right? It's all about Chris Geo and Truth Frequency Radio. Why try to help uplift anyone else? Because that is completely contradictory to infinite love and higher consciousness, isn't it? I'm sorry. In my book, it is morally the right thing to do. Okay? And I think it's kind of slimy that you skirted out of that the way you did. I mean, besides what you did to me, I just, you know, in deciding Julia's call wasn't good enough, but all those other men could stay on there all night long.
I wish you would have ran quicker. The thing is, I've never logged into the American Freedom caller line because I don't think, and number two, I have my own caller line. I don't use American Freedom's caller line. So that's why I asked you to log in there and check it out because I didn't know.
And I was communicating with you about it, of course. You didn't have time to look at Skype because you were too busy, I don't know, doing something else.
Hold on, let me get your box up. All right. Just tell me that you love me and get it over with.
Chris, you're not hearing me. You're not hearing me. So, like I said, I don't really want to talk about this until you do hear me, until you do get it. And perhaps maybe, like I said, perusing the chats and listening to the show again, maybe it'll hit you, maybe it won't. But I can't force you to see what I and what I saw.
I'm sorry, sweetie.
Mm-hmm.
I really am.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mean to disrespect you or anything on purpose. I had a lot of shit going on, and I got kind of caught up trying to make sure that everything was running right. I didn't really pay attention to this guy, Chad. I do remember when I break had been, I called Danny to see if the caller lines were up, and the number, so it was on my cell phone, with the cell phone in one ear and the headphones in the other ear, and he back in phone number.
Yeah, it's okay. Forget about it. Just anyways, like I said, I just wanted to find out about the show. I really don't want to talk about this.
All right. I didn't mean to upset you. I'm upset with myself because I upset you.
Okay, but if you don't really see it, it doesn't really matter how I feel about it, so just forget about that right now. It doesn't mean a thing until you see it.
Sweetie, I never said that I didn't see it. I said that now, going back and looking at it, yes, I do see it, but at the time I didn't realize it. I didn't even realize it this morning until you mentioned it, and then I started thinking about what happened yesterday, and I said, oh, okay.
Then you're not living that higher conscious you speak of, then, are you? I shouldn't have to point it out to you. I'm like, oh, my God, are you serious? And here you are blaming the chatters for the negative energy? I mean, yeah, there was a lot of negative energy in there for sure. But come on, what about a little self-responsibility? What about this higher consciousness? Did you make the right choice every moment to do the right thing? That's what higher consciousness is about.
But Jesus didn't even do that.
Is that right?
That is right. That's why you only hear about him from 30 to 33.
Well,
that's all.
I'm not going to argue what Jesus supposedly did or didn't do or supposedly said or didn't say. You know, I wasn't there. If you were there, that's cool. But I'm not going to get into a Jesus debate.
That's not what I'm saying. Your point is, what we can do is walk that path. We're human beings, and nobody's perfect, sweetie.
Mm-hmm.
That's perfect.
Okay.
You know.
Well, it seems to be a recurring theme here. So. I don't know, big, strong man, lots of testosterone. No, who needs this stupid woman? We don't need to hear her. Besides, I'm pissed because I can't convince her my way of thinking is the right way. I mean, it was obvious that, you know, there were issues going on there.
You're the one telling me that my issue, that my way of thinking is wrong. I mean, you've told me you need to change this and that and that and that and that.
I haven't tried to force anything on you.
Then why are you getting upset then?
Because you have tried to force things on me, then you say you're sorry, you won't do it again, and then you turn around and do it again, or you make me pay another way, either by talking on Louie's show, or talking behind my back, or talking to other people, or talking on Jabba's show, or doing your late-night polygraph, or in the chat, or trying to get my guests to say that I'm wrong, or bringing up personal experiences that, you know, I mean, there was a much better question to ask, and I think those were in very poor choice.
But I asked the question first of all, with not being able to get Joe on the line, with trying to get Dan, with having Danny on the cell phone.
Okay, but if you would let the network do it, he would have been on the line. Or if you would have called him before the show from Skype, you would have known, and then you would have known what to do about it.
Yeah, but I didn't know.
Okay, all right. So what? Things happen. I mean, big deal. But I know you checked your Skype chat because I know you answered the network's questions or Louis's questions or other people's questions. So, I mean, come on. Okay, so you're so busy talking to...
...done and experiences that you've read about and immediately start jumping into your own experiences.
Okay. All right. And Christy, you had a demon experience? Really? Okay. Well, the only experience I've ever had with you know, a demon is yours, Chris. Was I supposed to, like, go out on the show and put you out on fucking Front Street? I'm sorry, but I don't operate that way. I don't ask leading questions to make people talk about things that, number one, are not related, and number two, they already explained to me why this is not a good topic to talk about. End of story. That's respect. That's infinite consciousness, infinite love. Okay.
Why is it difficult to say I don't want to talk about that?
Because I expect that you should see it on your own if you are, in fact, walking that path. I shouldn't have to explain it to you. I should not have to explain this to you. I believe you know what you did, and I believe you did it purposefully.
It's very simple, Christy. Very, very simple. Okay. Love you with my heart, mind, body, and soul. But your love comes with a whole lot of conditions. And I don't think you're ever going to find anybody that's going to for you. So I understand. I do, okay?
I just expect people to practice what they preach. I mean, I hear a lot of people talking the talk, but I don't see many walking the walk. And the whole, oh, I'm sorry, I won't do that again. Then you get on my show and do it again, or get on Skype again, or tell me, you know, bring it back towards, oh, but you have to do it this way or I'm going to, you know, it just, I mean, come on, Thursday night we're supposed to be talking about UFOs and you turned it around in a topic about Christy, of course, without mentioning my name. So it was only you and me and a few others in the chat that picked up what you were doing that knew. But, I mean, come on, you don't think that's disrespectful?
What about watching that BME panel? And two girls on the show about to do a show
of Irish Smith
and so on.
Yeah, what about it?
You want to talk about practice? You preach, you just.
Yeah, you want to know how that topic came up?
No,
doing
I don't.
Research on Joe and watching videos with this shit, and I'm on the phone with Louie. I'm like, what the fuck is this? BME Pain Olympics? He's talking about some dude getting fucked by a horse and. So I asked Louis, I'm like, what's this crazy shit? And so then he showed me some videos. And anyways, so what we did is none of your business. I didn't hurt anyone. I didn't impose myself on anyone. I entertained Louis and saw what the hype was about. So go ahead and degrade me all you want. But I am not disrespecting anyone, Chris. You are.
I'm not degrading you. All I'm saying is that a day before, you were chastising me about going out with 18-year-old girls and talking to
I did? Right. I did? When did I say? All I said to you was, congratulations. End of story. It's in the Skype chat, Chris. So when did I chastise you? Why would you lie about that?
You've been telling me that you're so pure and that I have to be pure, too, and et cetera, et cetera. And I think Pierre also talked about what you entertain in your mind and also visualize. Blavatsky said it best. Even if you think about it, it's just as bad as doing it.
Okay. Well, I didn't think about doing anything. I saw something that was horribly disgusting that helps me understand the evil that this world is capable of. That doesn't mean I participate in it and then justify it and say, oh, Zach made me do it. Oh, God gave me this gift, so it's supposed to be used this way. I'm sorry, but I don't think you see the line. And that's okay. It's your path, and I believe one day you will. But I can't
share energies with somebody who enjoys their demon being around so that they protect you from things, as you said. Okay, so demons are attracted to people like Joe Rogan, and, you know, maybe that's why all the negativity in the text chat. It's, you know, well, I don't know. I'm not going to tell you what to do with your path or who to have on the show or how to do it or anything. I'm only telling you what is okay for me and my space and my boundaries.
Okay, well, I'm telling you what's on my show then.
I didn't hear you. You kind of cut out there.
Well, then I'll tell you what's okay on my show and what's not, and I'll run my show however I please. How about that?
I know. I realize that, and that's why I left. I obviously have better things to do than answer phones and hold up the sign.
Oh, good deal. I mean, there you go. You bailed out halfway through the show. That's not a very reliable co-host.
Really? Look at what you did 3 times last week. Oh, this show's boring, so I'm going to pretend my internet's not working now and log out. Or, oh, I'll show up at the end. Or then tell me right before a show that you're going to be there and then totally hijack the topic. I mean, didn't you just do that all last week with, the dog show? It was too boring for you. The wolf show, oh, you did the same thing. You did the same thing on Intel Hub. I mean, come on. Okay, at least I wanted you there. I tried to include you. I mentioned your name, your website, everything. I didn't try to out you on the show. I was talking about uplifting things. I wasn't ignoring you in the chat. In fact, I was the whole, how are you doing? Are you okay? You bring us back from break? I mean, how many times? Oh, no, I'm not feeling good, or Zach this, or I'm bored, or, oh, my internet. Come on, Chris, give me a break. You know, huge difference. I was there, ready, willing, able, eager. You didn't want me there. 2 totally different things. So you should have told me before the show that you didn't need me or that you wanted somebody to answer your phones.
Sweetie, I just don't know anymore. I mean, you know, maybe I am a little bit offended that I did, you know, I'm a great catch. I'm a great fucking catch. And you sound like, for the police. And yeah, it does affect me. You know, I can sit here and say, oh no, you know, it's, I understand this and that. But yes, it does bring a lot of negativity and a lot of rejection and a lot of like, wow, you know, if she's going after guys who are way out of my level.
What don't you get? I'm not going after anyone. I'm not going after guys, okay? I'm sorry your ego's hurt. I'm sorry. But if you really did love me, you wouldn't force me or encourage me to do things that I'm not comfortable with right now.
I'm not forcing you or encouraging you to do anything, sweetie. All I'm saying is that, like, I don't know. I just don't see it working out. Simple as that. I just don't. I mean, you know, there's no understanding from you. You're like, you have to be perfect no matter what. I mean, you're like worse than a Bible thumper.
Okay. All right, just because I'm not jumping in bed with you. I mean, that's so silly, Chris.
Dad, I mean, you know, you talk to the Soxy woman who is a freaking total loon.
A loon?
That's exactly what she is, the gypsy. Listen to this. She gave you this story about you being locked in a cage with black masks, et cetera, et cetera. Then she turns around and tells Julia this exact same thing. Coincidence? No, gypsy script.
But no, Julia and I have known each other for 1.5 years. I'm the one that helped Julia remember where she was in Oklahoma. Okay, we know. Bullshit, dude. You don't know what you're talking about. And I think maybe you're afraid. Anyway, you know what? It doesn't even matter. I'm not. That's just funny that the real you is coming out.
Let me raise it for another one.
I can't hear you. There's just tremendous background noise. I really, everything you say is garbled.
Hold on 1 second. Okay, let me raise up one more red flag, okay?
Okay, you're wrong, though.
I started talking about Cherie, and I was like, hey, can you do this for somebody who doesn't know that it's being done, et cetera, et cetera. She was like, yeah. And you jumped in, and I really appreciate you jumping in and saying this, and you said, well, it probably wouldn't work because you wouldn't know when that person is sleeping. And that's a very, very valid point. But she jumped in and she says, no, pay me anyways, and I'll travel back in time to a time when she was sleeping.
Well, that's true.
Ridiculous.
No, it is true. It is true, but it won't hold unless the person really wants to change. So, yes, you can actually help people, but... You know, anyways, you can think whatever you want. It doesn't matter. But if you were a shaman or shaman in training like you told me you were when I first met you, you would know these things.
All I know is that my lights don't go out and I got food on the table and everything is going great and I'm spreading love and I'm able to help people and I'm able to help people who are hungry. I'm able to give people money. I'm able to do all of these things and I'm very happy. I'm very happy.
Yeah, you should be, and that's very good, and that's definitely one aspect, but it's not the only aspect. So you can go around thinking everyone else is a fraud and keep those big names who aren't frauds and, you know, stay on your ego trip. It's cool. That's your path.
I didn't think she was a fraud at first, but then the way she answered that question, I was like, oh. Okay, I get it. It's like, no, pay me no matter what. I'll do it no matter. And it's like, that doesn't make any sense.
You don't want help, Chris. That's the problem, and you said it yourself. You don't want to let him go.
I was willing to do it. I was willing to do it for you. And also, as kind of a test to see if she would be able to pull some shit, that if she can really, like, say, okay, well, here's what I pulled out of you. And I go, wow, okay, that was really there. Something that I haven't told her, anything like that.
You don't need to tell her anything. I told her nothing. Neither did Julia. Not all stories are the same. Julia and I happen, and I told you before, we happen to have the same similar upbringing. I told you that way before I even met Sakti. I mean, Julia's my sister, man, heart and soul. So... don't be saying, that's just bullshit, what you said. So, whatever. Yeah. You know everything, Sakti, or no one can help you, but the bottom line is because you don't want help, because you're already perfect and you already know everything. And that's okay. It's a good place to be, but that's where the ego wants to go.
It's because when I said, okay, I do have a problem, I need help, still, you keep saying, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. So what else am I going to do? I'm going to go to the loving place. Of a loving place,
you
know,
she said, fuck you.
No, you did. You've been fucking giving me an attitude like for weeks, and it's like,
I did. That's not true. In fact, everything I said to you was very lovingly. Today, I said, fuck you, when you pretended, oh, what's wrong? I don't get it. Yeah, that's the first time I've said that to you, Chris. So don't start making up stories. That's insane.
I say that metaphorically. I mean, just the way you treat me. It's like, it's okay, so you love him, but...
I'm sorry, I'm not receptive to your sexual advances.
They're not sexual advances. You got to get over that obstacle. You
really?
Get out of that.
So what am I reading here? Tell me what these conversations are about. Tell me what I'm reading in the chat. Is that really not what's happening? Is it just a state of my delusion?
No, it's called...
Uh-oh, what happened?
Alrighty.
Uh-oh, did it die? Can you make it keep going?
No, I stopped it. I thought we were moving on.
Oh, no, that was getting intense. Oh, it's almost over.
Well, they could download it.
Yeah, exactly. Both phone calls.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Okay, he admitted that it's his ego. He's a great catch. He's bummed. He doesn't understand why I won't accept his advances and trying to pretend that I'm treating him like shit or garbage or whatever. But, oh, no, I that was metaphorically speaking. You didn't actually do these things, Christy. It just feels this way to me because you keep saying no.
So I want to see his next video where he claims that we found a way to fake his voice.
Yeah. That'll be his next video, huh?
Guys, guys, I have a confession. I'm with Echelon.
Okay. So I'll put that link again where they can download, you know, in the chat. And for anyone else, go to, you know, anyone listening to the archive, just go to the calendar, go to truthbrigade.org. And anyways, that's where the archive and all the links will be to where Louis posted the shows. And looks like we found a few more, Louis. I went through the old Skype chats, but I'm not exactly this. Here we go. Here we go. Let's hear this one. Can you hear it okay? Can you hear it okay?
Maybe.
Okay, I found that audio. I think this was right after the conversation with him that we just listened to. This looks like it's only 5 minutes. I really don't know what it is, but I guess we'll just find out.
I hope he really didn't try to fucking play Christy out like that, bro. That'd be
No. You know, man, you know that this shit is genuine. You know that.
This shit is genuine.
It still is, but, I mean, dude, I can't find my fucking headphones, so that's why you're getting fucking feedback and shit, but... No, dude, I mean, seriously, it's, you know, when you genuinely love somebody and they tell you over and over again, all you want is just sex, all you want is just sex, it's like... You know, it's like the most painful thing somebody can tell you because it devalues all of those feelings and all that genuine shit that you have and everything like that. And it's like, you know, I mean, I don't know what the fuck is going on with her, man, but if she didn't feel the same way as I did, and this is the only reason why I kept on at it, is because she would spend fucking 15 hours on the phone with me, you know? That kind of shit. She was fucking going on Craigslist and fucking finding houses in Arizona and shit and sending me pictures of them. And I was like, yeah, that sounds great, you know? Let's go do it.
For him.
Move to a house next to the mountains and water and all this, dude, you know? I mean, no, dude. Why would I do that to Christy? I mean, you know, there's fucking plenty of women out there that I could fucking pull bullshit with. Why would I pick Christy? I mean, really. I saw something really, really special in her, man. But, I mean, I just... Dude, I think she has some fucking major issues, man. And it's like, you know, I don't know. It's really fucking heartbreaking. It really is. She pushed me to, like, feel completely the opposite. I mean, right now was, like, I was supposed to be, like, over there, like, right now, this minute.
Yeah, but, bro, I mean, honestly, on a real tip, yo, you straight up started, though. Because when she was on... You know, you're like, oh, this is boring. I'm getting bored now. I'm going to leave. I'm like, yo, I'm like, Chris, I mean, what the fuck was that about? It's like I was doing something wrong. I was like, nigga, I felt like it was like, it's like his Chris. And there's Louis getting spit on. I'm like, yo, what the fuck, Chris?
Oh, I'm sorry, man. No. It wasn't like that. It's just she was going to start with this divine feminine bullshit and all this shit, you know?
But, yo, divine feminine, you're calling it bullshit, but you say you agree with it, too.
Not really, man. Not really. Not after I've seen how this quote-unquote divine feminine fucking bullshit fucking stands, you know? It's like, I tried, dude. I tried. I was quite genuine about that shit. What happened is the other day, she called me.
You telling me that, Chris, is starting to look, you know, it doesn't make you look good when you start backpedaling like that, though. I mean, I'm being straight real with you, dog, man, that, you know.
I appreciate that, definitely. And here's my view, man. I don't know, maybe you can, you know, just try to understand it. I'm not asking you to understand, you just try to understand it. She fucking called me up the other day and was fucking chewing me out for all this shit about the Joe Rogan show. And I'm like, okay, I understand. I'm sorry.
The phone call you guys just heard.
What can I do to change? What can I do to fix this? And she kept on fucking chastising me for about 30 fucking minutes, man. And I'm like, Christy, I told you, I'm sorry. I didn't do it on purpose. Yes, you did it on purpose. You fucking did it on purpose. And I'm like, Christy, I didn't do it on purpose. I mean, over and over and over again. And finally, I just, I'm with it. And I was just like, you know what? Oh, this is bullshit. I mean, you know, I looked up to her because I thought she was a sweet, caring individual, et cetera, et cetera. But when I saw how much she enjoyed fucking, like, talking shit to me, fucking belittling me, and fucking telling me, you know, all this fucking bullshit, and me responding with, and my responses of, okay, I understand, let me try to fix this, I understand, you know, let me reflect upon myself, that was like fooling her to be even more bitch to me. And I was just like, holy shit, is this what the fuck I'm, you know, this is, I was just like so disillusioned by that conversation. I was like, man, I don't want to ramble this one night, dude, but I just want to say, dude, that I mean, she really, really hurt me really, really bad. And she made me fucking flip. It's not, I mean, I'm not blaming anything on her that she made me do anything, but that's what it feels like. It made me feel like, okay, like the day I met Alex Jones, okay? I fucking used to look up to him. I thought that he was like a fucking prophet and everything like that. Or even David Icke, too, real good example. David Icke is even a better example, but Alex Jones, once I met him, he was drunker than shit when I met him, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is Alex Jones. But anyways, David Icke was a fucking asshole when I met him.
Ooh.
And to be honest, I haven't
seen David Icke when I met him. Ow.
Yeah, I can barely hear you.
Okay, let me dig through these boxes and find my headphones, and I'll call you right back, because I can't talk, because there's a lot of fucking feedback coming in, and because of the speakers. Give me about 2 or 3 minutes.
All right.
Ouch, prank calling his guest, talking shit about him. Ooh.
Yeah.
He is a scumbag.
I guess that was part one, and then you talked to him again, and he sent you part two, and I guess I'll send those back to you, Louis, so you can post those up as well if y'all want to hear the rest. But wasn't he crying? No, Christy hurt me so bad. And what did I do? I simply drew the line and said, no, I will not accept this. Okay, keep the show and this separate. Oh, yeah, but I'm a great catch, baby. Come on, Christy's got problems. She just doesn't see it and won't lay down in bed with me. I mean, oy, I don't know. Have we covered everything there is to cover tonight, or should we
that...
or audios, or...
I mean, what else do we have to lay on the table? The kitchen sink?
Yeah, I know. I think we pretty much got it. I think if anyone else wants the audios, we could just upload the rest, and they could download them all. And, I mean, do you think it's even worth the time going through his blogs of, and, you know, debunking it line by line, or would that be a waste of time?
Not live on the air, I tell you that
much. Yeah.
You know, I do want to say one thing. One of his stories was that I used my my grandmother's name, Afroviti, because to lure him, because I wanted him to leave Cherie. I think he said his exact words were to appeal to his Greek side, and that I changed my name, I think he wrote in one of the blogs, because I was getting too much negative attention, you know, this and that, and I like tried to hide, and anyways, did that for him. But if anyone note or sees my blog, and I'll post a link here in the chat, you'll see very clearly that this was going on long before that. Not only that, I mean, even before my kids were taken, where he says, this is why I changed the blog, that's totally not true. I know Louis, I had conversations with you, with Julia, with Casey, with Danny, with everyone, Tobias, I mean, for the past year and a half, about changing the name and changing the show, so... All of these things that he's saying about that is not true. You can clearly see on my blog where I originally posted the official name change is Friday, February 12th, 2010. My children were taken April 12th, 2010, so 2 months later, and I met Gio in August of 2010, so just 2 months ago.
Who is this guy to accuse people of changing their names? I mean, Chris Geo isn't even his real name.
No, it's Christakis something Castillo.
I mean, that's the pot calling the kettle black there. I mean, don't accuse people of changing their name when you yourself...
African American.
Yeah, and I've explained, I've done the shows, and I explain in the blog why I wanted to change my name. It's, you know, I love my grandmother. It's always been very near and dear to me, and I didn't want to carry on any negative energy. It's simple as that. But this decision, or what, you know, had nothing to do with him, or nothing. I mean, this was way before I met him on Louis' show in August. He was on my network, but he never talked to me. Why? Well, because he was too busy running around with Jim Stack, a freedom fighter, on his show, or having Jim on his show multiple times, at least a half a dozen times. I believe since then, Gio has pulled his archives down with Jim, but I don't know if Jim has done the same. I mean, I really don't keep up on that.
Final thoughts, everybody?
Yeah, I mean, in last chance, if anyone, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the chat. If anyone wants to call in or have anything to say or add, you know, speak now or forever hold your peace. Like I said before, I really want this behind me. I want everything out there. And I'm probably forgetting a few little things here and there just because there is so much. But I really want it behind me. All the audios, the rest of the chats and stuff will be posted. And if there's something, you know, questions in the chat or you want to call in, go ahead and let us know now. Yeah, because after tonight, anyone else asks me, go to the link.
Exactly. I got
nothing. Oh, I don't think that. Nice. Sorry.
I mean, on one hand, I am sad that it's come to this, because it started out as an internal, personal thing. But unfortunately, Chris, you know, escalated it, you know, with his lies and BS, and tried to use it to hurt people and to hurt this network and to hurt our really good friend Danny, who, you know, did nothing but help this guy. I mean, he didn't allow any of us to stream our own shows. He didn't allow us to have marathons that went on, you know, way past their time slot. I mean, you know, Danny, you know, bent over backwards for Chris Geo and for Truth Frequency.
Yeah.
And look what happens.
He bit, totally.
He stabbed Danny and stabbed everybody else at this network in the back. That's exactly what Geo did. And
Does someone have their chat on? If you could turn your sounds off, or it's in the lower left corner. There's a little, looks like an audio icon right next to mail above where it says Chat Tango.
But, I mean, like I said earlier at the beginning of the show, I try to give everybody a fair shake. I try to give everybody the opportunity to prove themselves to be legitimate or to be shills or douchebags or assholes, okay? I don't try to pass judgment on anybody until after the fact, after I get to know them or get to learn enough about them from enough people to make, you know, a decision one way or the other. I tried to like Chris Geo. I tried to like his show, Truth Frequency. I thought, you know, he had skill. I thought he had talent. I thought that he had potential to be a big part of this network, because we are doing big things here. We are growing and expanding. But, I mean, ever since our little conversation in September, our little private conference we all had, you know, where he was trying to, you know, throw Danny under the bus and blame him for his own faults and shortcomings, that's when I started to really question Chris Geo. And I'm sorry, but, you know, that's just the way it happens with some of these people.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I mean, he does. He has a lot of talent, and it's just a shame he can't practice what he preaches. I mean, isn't that when he talks about DMT and stuff on his shows all the time, doesn't he say it's about leaving the ego behind, seeing yourself and seeing life as it really is, infinite love, higher consciousness, divine, you know, whatever your buzzwords for the day are, please, I mean, just practice what you preach. I just, you know what, I don't really get, and I guess in the audios, if you'll hear him, it's, and I know you, James, and a few others have heard him, but he's saying, oh, well, you know, Christie's going around and contacting these people and spreading all these lies. I just want her to leave me alone. Something else I think's important to note is I never posted anything or talked to anyone about it until after he made his posts. And then every day since then, he's made more. So every time he does that, I'm going to post more. Okay? And, you know, I really do have better things with my time. It's fall. It's a busy time of year for me, collecting seeds and drying things out and, you know, just stocking up for winter. And, you know, I have a show, hello, 5 days a week and things to do. So, I mean, I'd rather not be doing this. I don't think any of us here want to do this. It's just yucky and dark. But if the truth can help in any way, I hope that it can. I just don't want to see anyone else get sucked up into this. And it, you know, I don't know, maybe it's a good, maybe people can actually learn something from this. I mean, because that's the thing, especially in this whole, you know, so-called patriot or truth movement, there's a lot of deceivers and disinfo and, you know, obviously people who are trying to steer people wrong are going to give you a lot of truth because that's how they get you to follow them and trust them and worship them like heroes or cult leaders or gods, etc. And, you know, so then they come up with a story, oh, let's attack the woman. It's the woman's fault, right? You know, Christie's playing like that psycho movie or Fatal Attraction or something like that, and nothing could be further from the truth. I mean, I'm sorry, no offense. I didn't really want to tell him that, you know, you're ugly, dude. But you know, he keeps saying what a great man and great catch and all this stuff he is and how we can trust him and all of these things, but I haven't seen that, and I'm certainly, you know, as you heard in the audio, not interested in allowing someone in their demon to infiltrate or get anywhere close to my space.
Any thoughts, Louis?
Did he fall asleep? Do we get to program him on here, too?
No, nope, 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 no, we don't.
I'm trying not.
Yeah, can we go to sleep now?
Yeah, please. Is there any more? I mean, if there's any more questions or, do you, I don't know. There's just been so much. I can't. I think we went through everything. Everything relevant. Yeah.
I think so. It's sad that we had to go this far, but I feel like at the end of the evening, I think we did what we had to do, and I hope this doesn't become a regular thing. I hope that eventually, somehow, both Chris and Cherie see the light and see the error of their ways. And you know, there's always hope for people. There's always a chance for redemption, okay? We all make mistakes. We all do things. But some of us learn from our mistakes, and some of us don't. And I just fear he continues to dig a hole for himself deeper and deeper. And Chris, stop digging that hole. Just let it go, man. Because if you keep doing this, we're going to keep doing this. All right, and you're not going to win. You're not going to win. I mean, look what's about to happen to Luke Radowski. He's about to get kicked out of New York. We Are Changed New York. You know, and that was started because of Louis over here.
Hi.
That's right. All right. And if Louis can take Luke down for corruption,
and Pat.
Yep. Exactly. Louis and Pat can take down, you know, somebody who was once a good person who became corrupt. Imagine what he can do to you, Gio. I mean, Louis, you know, jokes around. He's funny and everything, but he is in pursuit of the truth within the truth movement, okay? If I do something down the road that Louis finds questioning, guess what? He's coming after my ass. So I consider him a watchdog. I consider him internal affairs of our organization, of whatever we are.
And your ass?
Okay. But, you know, that's the way it is. And I hope that I will remain honest and true to everybody here that's listening to this show. I mean, I hope you all believe what we just put out here for you. We didn't make it up. We didn't sit back scheming in the background.
Actually, I want to add something. I mean, you really want to know how much you fucked up. You pissed off Pat. I mean, not you, but Gio. Gio pissed off Pat, and he got problems now.
Yeah, that's not good.
I just think it's sad. The whole situation, everybody's lives he's infiltrated and screwed over, and people that he's currently working with that he was talking crap behind their back just a couple days ago, and I don't know. I just think it's sad, and I just really hope. I'd love to see him practice what he preaches. I'd love to see both of them get better.
And perhaps in time they will, but you know, we have the evidence out there. We have the conversations, the chats and the audio. And if you want to, you know, read more of it and listen to more of it, it's out there for you. The evidence is out there for you to go look at.
Yeah, exactly.
Ah.
All right. I don't know if someone is saying that they wanted to call in, but I guess probably not. Do we need to wait till the hour to get this going right, or do we just let Adam know we're done? Or they've been so nice to us tonight.
Yeah, well, let me say that. A big thank you to Adam, our network producer here, one of our network producers, Adam and Danny Daniel. They're both great guys, great kids, and you know, big thank you to Danny Romero. I mean, this is truly a great guy. I mean,
yeah.
I've met several people within the movement, you know, past couple of years, and he's one of them that has always been honest, always been straight up. And as far as I can tell, I've
always
never heard one bad thing about Danny. I've heard bad things about other people, and I don't care to talk about other people because they have yet to do something to me personally, so I keep that to myself. But Danny is a good guy, and for Chris Geo to do what he did specifically to you and Danny, that really cuts deep in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, seriously, Danny is, he's, I mean, really, there's so much like network drama going on and on, and that's why I was kind of hesitant to even, you know, broadcast this here. But I mean, never any drama, backstab. I mean, there hasn't been anything. There was one guy that made it a couple weeks, I think, right before Geo, and is, I don't know if they're related or anything, but then he came, and then it was drama. But Danny is always a stand-up gentleman. I know him in person. We've, what, over 2 years, maybe 3 years now. I just, yeah, that really made me sick when he was, you heard me even in that phone call, I was kind of laughing and giggling the whole time, but when he, you know, said what he did about Danny, I'm like, you mean you don't even owe him? And I got mad, kind of like his mom, you know, like I was his mom, like, how dare you, you know, treat him that way? And of course, how he would shoot treat the producers and the chat room, and then of course going around and blaming all of his mistakes on everyone here to try to make the network or make Danny look bad. It's just sickening. And but you're right. Everyone's right. He's digging his own grave. And what else can we do? We did our task, I think.
And hopefully anybody out there that was on the fence or whatnot, hopefully you listened to the show the past 3 hours and you listened to the evidence, you went and you read the conversations, and hopefully we presented you enough evidence out there, enough proof to make you realize, you know, what Geo really is. And I'm hoping that eventually he will change. I'm hoping that eventually, you know, like everybody else that has done wrong in the past, hopefully they'll see the error of their ways and eventually find redemption. I mean, I have no bad feelings towards anybody, even if they have done us wrong. I hope somewhere down the road,
yeah,
you know, Cherie, you know, cleans herself up. I hope that Geo does the same.
Yeah.
But, you know, in the end, it's about individual responsibility, and that's up to them. The cross is theirs to bear, not ours.
That's enough messes for one night, huh?
Yeah.
Fireworks. We had a lot of fireworks tonight. Goodness. All right. I think we're done, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Should you want to take us out with a song or just say 1, 2, 3, bye and hang up?
Well, let's stick around for Louis' words of wisdom.
Okay, Louis' words of wisdom, and we'll give Adam some time to prepare and get the next show rolling. How about that?
Yes.
Okay, Louis' words of wisdom. Can't wait.
We learned today that people can't get away with anything. You try to force yourself on somebody, and they don't like it, you're going to probably get slapped up. But much more in this day of digital technology, you're going to be put on Front Street digital style. And you're not going to like it because it's not fun. You know, having the truth told on you and being exposed as a sick, twisted person that can't take no for an answer, it doesn't make for a good man. You know, a real man takes no for an answer, because guess what? There are many fish in the sea. Because if you really look at the population, there's more women than men. Yes, the advantages are to us men. So if one woman says no, there's probably going to be like 15 others that are going to say yes. And it's also good to know your demographic. Your demographic might not be, tall blondes, you know, that are aware of the New World Order and are being stalked as we speak. That's probably not your demographic. But maybe it's men who wear dresses. Maybe it's
bikinis.
Or bikinis, thank you. Or men or girls that are barely out of puberty and they're just starting adulthood, legally speaking. But it's probably not anyone with substance, because you might not have the substance to keep up. James is single. So get in contact with James Burns, because I don't think he's had, I don't think he's gotten laid since the Reagan administration.
Oh man.
So and poor Iconoclast, I mean, I feel real bad for him, because you know, he goes into his trash, he sees a Jew. He opens up his refrigerator, he sees a Jew. He sees a dude with a beanie and curls on his head everywhere, and he's just scared. He's scared. And Paul, I hope you find the peace you're looking for, hopefully at the end of a gun. with the big toe.
That's a little too harsh there, man.
Big toe, pulling the trigger, bang, goodbye. Stop bothering everybody.
Ouch.
You know, maybe if you weren't such a curmudgeon, you'd be more likable, but it is what it is.
Like, as I said before, don't agree with all of his tactics or everything he says or does, but he is Louis, and I love him.
The views expressed by Louis B are Louis B. I mean, exactly. and really the real issue is, the real moral of the story is, don't piss off a Puerto Rican, and especially don't piss off a Puerto Rican when he's friends with a surly Italian dude, very surly. And also don't mess with a Puerto Rican who's friends with the surly Italian dude who's also friends with the tall blonde with substance. And also the other moral of the story is, don't mess with the Puerto Rican who's friends with the Italian, who's friends with the tall blonde, who's also friends with an equally overweight, lovable white dude.
And the moose.
Screw moose. Moose is just useless.
Hey, not everyone has a moose for friends. I love moose.
But he's useless.
Oh, really?
Okay.
I mean, the only way Moose would be useful is if people were shooting and you ducked behind them and he caught the bullets for you.
Okay.
Yes, that's what I said. So,
okay.
Yeah, for those of you out there, I have been. I'm no longer Louis B. I'm tired. Now, all you get some rest and stay tuned. Because DuckTales is up next.
DuckTales.
Dude. And afterwards, some Darkwing Duck and perhaps...
Hey, Darkwing Duck was cool.
Yes, and don't forget Chippendale's Rescue Rangers. And but they're not male strippers. They're actual chipmunks. So
I remember Tom and Jerry. I think that was the last time I watched TV.
Yeah, so all you people, you know, it's time to go to sleep. But definitely keep AFR on so that way you can listen to some of the sponsors there and, you know, help them move out of the Gulf because, you know, they need to go someplace safe and get away from a car accident. So, from your friends at AFR, stay black, everybody.
Okay, yeah. No, I don't know. I guess we just kind of ramble until we find out how much time we have to kill here. Music, anyone?
Yeah, that's some music up there,
Lily. This is for you, Paul.
Yeah, I'm done. I want food. There you go.
He doesn't love me anymore. Seriously, Paul is like the physical version of Two Girls, One Cup.
Wow.
He's like the personification of Two Girls, One Cup. You just look at him as like, huh? Anyways, yeah. Yeah, are we done?
Huh?
Do I have to still continue talking crap?
Yes, you have to keep wasting time until we find out. Yeah, I like those little love songs. You're really good at that. We could pull up some karaoke tunes, too. What do you think? Linda Ronstadt, you're no good?
Oh, hell no. Stop. Just let that, you know, we're in a new century. We're, you know, just calm down, Christy. Just really relax. Just relax. You know, not everything has to be about Doobie Brothers and love and this. You know, there are other emotions out there that are just as powerful. And really, it can't be all about love all the time because you.
Okay, how powerful is hate? Teach me something here.
It got this dude to go away.
You don't think it destroys the hater?
What?
What?
No, I know. I'm sorry.
No,
that was too deep for tonight.
No, my, it's 3:30 in the morning. How quick do you need me to be? Oh my God, give me a break. Can I get a break? I mean, I was pretty much knocked out half of the show.
We heard you.
I just said. Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, we put a little more programming in you. That's why you're so loving.
No. You really gotta stop doing that.
Well, stop falling asleep on the show.
You know what? Damn you all. Okay, I just got a request.
A request. All right.
I got a request.
Music, which means we are done wasting everyone's time today, tonight, this morning.
Yeah. Well, what the fuck? I don't. Oh.
Yeah.
See, I can't.
You can't. It's all good. It's okay. Don't beat yourself up over one silly little mistake.
Yeah. Well.
Release now,
course,
it, Larry.
Of course not. There'll be guys like Paul. That
just make a vow to make a change. Marshmallow.
Marshmallow. Stop it.
Marshmallow.
Why does it have to be freaking marshmallow?
Marshmallow.
This
I didn't
I
make up your trigger word. You did. You said you wanted marshmallows, so that's the trigger
I
word.
Did, you know what?
Marshmallow. Just tell me you love me. Just drop
stop
everything.
It.
Yeah?
Stop it.
Marshmallow.
Stop it. You're gonna make me cuss. Stop it.
Okay, Angel.
I'm going to say the C word. Watch. Keep on.
Christy?
Keep pushing. No, the bad one.
Car? I'm sorry. I'm just helping you out with the C words there.
Okay. Yeah, music.
Please.
Faster. And they.
Please.
And
they. Music. Louis, you can do it. Just push the button.
Oh, screw it. Here it is.
I know. Perfect music. Damn. Well, thanks so much for wasting your time here with us. James, Louis,
Alex.
Christy, and everyone who called. Danny and Adam, of course, American Freedom Radio. .com. We want you
to know everything.
stay
and
tuned.
She a punk who rarely ever took advice.
Now I'm
stricken, sobbing with my head on the floor. Stopping, baby, friends, and I see short of vice notes. Can't be irresponsible.
She was touching her face.
I won't be held responsible. She fell in love in the first place. For the life of me, I cannot remember what made us think that we were wise and we never compromised. For the life of me, I cannot believe we'd ever die. For these sins, we were merely freshmen. Best friend took a week's vacation to forget her. His girl took a week's worth of Valium and slapped him. Now he's guilt-stricken, sobbing with his head on the floor. Thinks about it now and how he never really wept, he said.
Nothing like duets over a delay.
Be held responsible.
Be held responsible.
She was touching her face.
She was touching her face. Welcome to the round table. This is...